Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so tired of going to hospitals and seeing our children laying in coffins and maimed by violence. We can't keep looking the other way. We have to save the children.
The children of the world.
Children, y'all, of the world. Let me finish that part right there. That's beautiful. That was beautiful. Save the Children, Betty Wright. I am your host, Dry Bones, and this is the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun, the talk show where facts matters. And guess what? Today is no exception. It's no exception. We still going to give you the facts, even on Mother's Day. And the question today, for we give thanks to all mothers of this earth for your nurturing ability and your God-given strength to be the creatress of planet Earth. No other way can we thank you by saying thank you, because you couldn't get here without that umbilical cord, and you couldn't get here without the gift of semen. For we give praise to both. Now, the question today, is it Mother's Day or is it Lilith Day? Because there's been a serious issue going on today, but we told you it was coming. We told you a long time ago when we first found out ourselves that we've been told the whole thing wrong. You got to come to grips with that, y'all. First thing you got to come to grips with is, I've been lied to. That's how I came to grips. I said, I've been lied to. I've been a follower of lies, a lover of lies. And sometimes you might have to lie, depending on what you're trying to get yourself out of. But nonetheless, it's one thing to have to lie and then be a lover of a lie. It's amazing. But we're going to talk today, giving all honor to the mamas out there, because guess what? It's your time to wake up. First of all and foremost, the reason why we named this show is a duality. See, mother, nurturer, sustainer, and bring love. Lilith, destroyer, mercenary, and ruthless killer of the unborn. Today, we have in our mix the power of life and death, which is called, those of you who know what I'm talking about, you give life and you have the power to take it away. The question is, how much life is being given and how much is being taken away? And with this abortion thing, which we hope to get into today with many of you, seems to be what we told you. And most people don't even like to talk about the origin, because it goes way back to the ancient time. But the commercialization of this abortion is now brought together by Planned Parenthood, who we showed you earlier through many factual information and dialogue, that it came from a woman. And the woman went to the creatresses of a church, because church ain't nothing but a womb with a phallic symbol on it. We're going to get into all that today. All right, before you go to church, because we know all y'all going, today is the most filled day besides Easter and Christmas. It's up there. More beauticians made more money this weekend than anything. Hair salons, fingernails. They got concerts all over the place here in South Florida. We got Joe Maxwell in the house today. Anthony Hamilton, all things going on down here. So we hope you're ready. Get your seatbelts on like they're going to do today. Tie your seatbelts. Get ready to put the green light on. It's about to happen. It's the Helios time. Now, for all you out there who brought flowers and stuff and balloons and spent $1 billion on chocolates, flowers, and balloons, let me let you know, you have nothing to do with Mother's Day. That is foolishness beyond one's belief system. You know why? Because the original woman who you are copying from this day, her name is Anna Jarvis. She is the incarnation of America's Mother's Day, because Mother's Day goes all the way back to the ancient time. Mother Circe. Look that one up. She didn't even want what you're doing today to be done. In 1909, Anna Jarvis, and became a U.S. holiday in 1914. Jarvis would later denounce the holiday commercialization and spent the latter part of her life trying to remove it from the calendar. Done this many times since we've been doing these programs, because I like to talk about what we don't talk about. It's the facts, because facts matters. The woman would be turning over her grave and slapping the shit out y'all if she had a chance. She was ever so, she hated it. She said, "You know what Mother's Day was supposed to be? Saving the children from going to war." But see, now the war is now our children. See, it was supposed to save the children going to war. That's why this is a double dose today y'all gonna get. So get ready. We're gonna let you have it today. We ain't gonna play with you today at all. Ain't no playing no more. A double dose. And see, at the time after the Civil War, women, both black and white, because black people fought in the Civil War, I hope you know that, should know that, on both sides. And they seen the toll it had on the young men. I hope you ever watched the movie. The real Civil War, it was when the British people came over to do their reporting, because, you know, reporters been around a long time. You know what they reported they seen during the Civil War? Negroes and children fighting. That's what they, just go look it up. Negroes and children was major ones fighting. The white man was running because he thought it was not his war. The average white person at that time did not think they had anything to do with the Civil War because they had no slaves. They were like, we ain't got no slaves. Why we got to fight? But they end up rounding them up, white people now, round up their own white men and made them fight too. Go look it up. Don't play with me. I ain't got time to play today. That's a fact. It's not even made up. It's a fact. Everything come out of our mouths is pretty much a fact. Unless it's some type of review of what we're talking about, then that's called an overview. We're giving you the facts this morning. We ain't going to play with you. So all this war stuff was going on. The women got together and decided they were going to make it a commencement to stop killing because they were tired of their sons being killed during the Civil War. And then when the war came, the great World War I really came in a full-fledged, hyped. But guess what happened, y'all? The floral industry usurped the movement and made it where they became a billion-dollar industry. When she seen it, it became more commercialization than anything about commemorating the children. She went buck crazy. She went goddess bitch on their asses and was going to Congress. She was pissed. But upon her death and the lucrative money being made, I guess some family members realized they better get that money. And so today, in all honors to Anna Jarvis, who did not want you buying flowers, who did not want you buying balloons, who did not want you, well, she wanted you to save your children from getting shot in the streets today. How about that, mothers? Why don't you go out there and march around your neighborhoods that are riddled with violence? That would be a Mother's Day and say, it's going to stop. Well, we're going to whoop some ass up in this street because they are your sons that's shooting everybody. Oh, you forgot. They got to come home. Half these motherfuckers are damn near 14, 15 years old. Question is, are you mother or are you Lilith? Hell, you going to find out today who you are. Are you mother or are you Lilith? Do you care about your kids, really? Or is a government Lilith check good for you? You know, some of you have drugged your kids strictly to get a paycheck. You are Lilith. And today we're going to find out who you are. See, for a woman to have you honoring today, Mother's Day, you should be ashamed of yourself, you hypocrites. Don't even know what it is. You're only making floral departments rich upon the whole goddamn earth right now. They so damn happy you stupid they don't know what to do. But why your kids being put on the altar of death or Moloch? See, you about to put them on the altar because you want to sacrifice the kids. Now, I told you I don't play on these programs because it's no time to play. And today we're going to have my man going to come on for all you talking about the housing. See, housing is important to women. See, they love to be in a house. Oh, yeah. They will leave your ass to get a house if the government gave them one. You can count on that one. Section 8 is made primarily for women. Think about that one. All you who have put your children on the altar of Lilith, we told you was going to do it. See, We knew you was going to do it. It wasn't even about, no, I knew it. Because you are worshipers of Lilith. Now, who is Lilith? In contrast to who is Anna Jarvis. Lilith is a female demonic spirit demon. And the first wife of Adam. She's also known as the Great Whore of Babylon. Was sometimes called the goddess Har. Since she was the mother of all harlots. And see, these harlots were not prostitutes as we know them. See, y'all thinking harlots, prostitutes. No. These was high priestess, sorceress, prophetess, and healers. They were sacred whores. Also known as the holy virgins of goddess. The famous Vestal virgins. Remember Vesta? Vesta? The ones that she was at the wedding and should have been me at the weddings, you know, that song, that great song by Vesta. Well, you know, she got her name used from the word Vesta. And Vesta and Vestal virgins were thought to have practiced secret sex magic rites. Now, it's still going on today. Oh, yeah, still going on today. They are at high levels today. We're going to name some of them so you know who they are. But see, these high priestess, sorcerers, sorceress, prophetess, and healers, they were brought in by the original gods, disses, on this earth. And here's how it worked. So they practiced sex magic rites in honor of the Roman goddess, Vesta. And an intact hymen. Now, y'all better go look up what an intact hymen is. So we won't get nothing confused today. And these virgins were simply unmarried women. A woman who claimed ownership of herself. See, all this independent shit been going on since the beginning. Ain't nothing new under this Helios. See, they were independent. That's why Beyonce was all, you know, independent women. All y'all thinking that's some new shit. There ain't no new shit. That's been going on. Goes on to say, they weren't even worried about getting married. See, that fantasy that I read an article today about how Hollywood got y'all believing marriage is, marriage is not what you think it is, everybody. You've been fooled again. We're going to tell you. If you don't even know what Mother's Day is, damn sure don't know what marriage is. So let's get it on. Now, they weren't whores like you think of your mind today. Get that out your mind. These was like high. They was worshipped. How do I know they were worshipped? And how do you know they were worshipped? I'm going to give you some clues today. Now, all they had ownership, these holy whores weren't men haters. No, they weren't men haters. Mm-mm. Their function was dispensing the grace of the goddesses or the gods of the goddesses or the goddess gods, reverse it backwards, through sexual worship by sharing their bodies with worthy initiates. Worthy initiates, that's like some goddamn bootleg of a fraternity. Sounds like some five-star stuff. I got to get down with that who is worthy of the pussy. This is ancient. This ain't no made-up recent stuff because you've been doing it through fraternities, and just because the fraternal order is following ancient principles. We'll find out today. We're going to find out who y'all today, women. Are you Lilith or are you really Mother's Day? Which one are you? Now, let's keep it moving. The way I could tell you that these holy whores were around, because Jesus had a holy whore. If you want to take that story as being literal, let's do it. Mary Magdalene, these some whores. They holy whores. Oh, yeah, Jesus walked around with some holy whores. Had to, because they were the main ones being worshipped in the time of Jesus. Boy, we be getting it. Man, they got us so screwed up, but wait till you see what they got planned for you. Us, Jesus, today. Now, not only do you have all this totally wrong, Mary Magdalene a holy whore running around with Jesus, had to be given the initiates, the 12 apostles. It was 12 of them, so she needed two more holes. That's why it's Ruth, Martha, and what's the other one? So two holy whores came, or three holy whores came, to help out the 12 disciples. We'll get into that later. Now, just so you don't know, and y'all are so dumbfounded about really words, words are just like gematria. They all have numericals, just like Brother Eddie tells you all the time. And he be on Wednesday nights. So if y'all want to really get a lot of that, y'all need to go on Wednesday nights. And I think it was on last night, if I'm not mistaken. And catch these podcasts, because once you allow Lilith to take over, then the children of Mother God will be taken out. And we won't be able to talk like this, because freedom, child don't have no freedom of speech. Yeah. Child can't talk against the holy whores. Uh-uh. So let's keep it rolling right quick. Now let's go into this abortion and all this shit, adultery. First of all, the word adultery has nothing to do with having sex with other people. That's a goddamn lie. Full of shit. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You need to get a dictionary and start reading. The word adultery means altatum sakafo. Altatum sakafo. I'm going to say it again. Altatum. It means to confer property upon another. So when you're giving up the pussy, you're giving up some property. And then they call it adultery. So all y'all been talking is total bullshit. It's got to be stopped. Even though it's freedom of speech. I mean, stop listening to it. They can say all the bullshit they want. They're going to keep saying it to the end of time. They know you're gullible, like a sheep. So let's get that right. Adultery is adulterum sacrificum. Means to confer property upon another. In the age of the woman, which is the millennial inheritance. See, this is why I talk about this Native American stuff. Y'all really... not telling the whole truth. Them women gave the land away. Ain't no goddamn men gave shit away over here. The women gave it away by giving up the pussy. Why it's called Pocahontas. Okay, I won't even go into the symbolic of the name, but just say it so. Pocahontas. Okay. Now, let's keep it moving. After all that, you find out that female property owners could leave or cast off husbands destitute by conferring their matrimony. Matrimony means wealth, everybody. So when you in happy matrimony, you in happy wealth. Get a dictionary for a change and look up a goddamn word, please. How are y'all teaching kids something? I'm talking to you teachers because y'all are a part of Lilith. And are you Mother Mary or Mother God? We don't know yet. We'll find out as time go on. Because the school system is controlled by Lilith. Now, let's get busy. Now that you realize that the goddesses didn't give a damn about marriage. They were unmarried. They didn't have a problem. They had complete ownership of themselves. They didn't need a woman's right movement. No, they didn't need that. Also, they weren't hung up on their bodies like many of you are today. They're not hung up on a lot of stuff because they were worshipped. Found out you're not adulterous because you slept with your preacher. You're not adulterous. You were just trying to get ahead of the game. So we won't even go into that one. But also, women are property owners. Why? I know because they come out with the baby and they automatically are the parent who has the most rights. Even in court system, usually goes to the mother unless she's a junkie or a psychopathic. Then, you know, Dwayne Wade and them gets them. And they become really something. Now, let's even move further on because we got to get many of y'all in the queue soon. Because we want to bring my brother on at 11 o'clock, because the housing market is a part of Mother's Day or Lilith. Which one you want? No word for y'all children to stay at. But now, let's go here. Property, women, age, they had the power, female property owners. They were female property owners. That's what matrimony means, meaning a female property owner. Of what? Her body. That's why this abortion thing has gotten y'all crazy, because Lilith is coming out now. Lilith mad as hell. She want to kill, kill, kill. So now we find out the patriarchal society, therefore, sought to ensure wives' sexual fidelity for economic reasons. Are y'all listening? This is ancient. I'm not making this up. It's come out the ancient books. Therefore, they sought to ensure the wives' sexual fidelity for economic reasons. It's called agape tantric sex. It's agape tantric type. It's called love fest. If you want to, it's called love fest. That's where you get these festivals, a little festival, and all these festivals, because they were a love fest, and that's why they get high and go crazy at the festival and shit. Yeah. Okay. Now let's get it on. So we bring y'all in here. Women gave up the land here. Women been giving them land for pussy for years. I think Lot's daughters were going to be giving up. They didn't get some pussy up. That was also a transaction. Here, take my daughters. Yeah. Think about all this before I bring a lot of y'all on here, because we just live in a false reality. Now, after the love fest, first off, the hermaphrodite or her dykes. That's why y'all call them dykes. So you see, that comes from hermaphrodites. That's not a bad word. That's ancient. The holy whores. Now here's where it gets crazy. The holy whore's biblical name is Eve. Yeah, go look it up. Yeah, those are the holy whores. Eve is not the one person, y'all. I know y'all thought it was, but unfortunately, another bust the bubble. She's the mother of all living. Now here's where it gets, the translation is Kalima. So like Remy Ma is really Kalima. Title, now that's a hard word, Jagamatra. That's Jagamata. It sounds like Matra. Jagamatra. The original Eve, here it is now. When you get deep, the original Eve, originally Kalima. That's Indian too, Hindu. See, that's why I ain't going to go there right now. We don't say that. The original Eve had no spouse except the serpent. Now, here's where you best to start listening. I told somebody this the other day. We were talking. I said, man, all this sex stuff and the women, they the ones who had electric, they've been doing AI forever. They already had a substitute dick, always. And guess what the serpent represents, everybody, also, besides DNA? It means the living phallus. She created by her own sexual pleasures. Did you understand that? See, Eve created her own sexual pleasures. Go look it up. That's why Wonder Woman told you in the movie, we didn't need a dick. We were able to please ourselves. Hope y'all ready for the Helios today. It's going to be hot. We told you. It's going to be hot up in here today. So get ready, women. Get ready, brothers, because you're going to hear today. Now, the question is today, we try to tell you. Anybody who says that they want to eat the babies and, you know, and y'all think I was making that up, they told you they were Lilith. So just so we can start this program out, happy Mother's Day or happy Lilith's Day. You be the judge.
We're not going to be here for much long because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies under this very serious. Please
give a
response.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. It's a, no. Yeah, no. Thank you. So I think yeah, no. So one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency.
Now, that's an AOC meeting on climate control. The chick said this before the Russian even invaded. This was said 3 years ago. I've been playing this pretty regularly. When she first got into power, they had a meeting. They want to eat babies. Then they said, if we bomb Russia, that's what they're trying to talk about now. They want to bomb Russia. And really? And now we hear they want to now go berserk in the streets. The same group you listened to, the AOC peoples, the squad, women with no children. You notice that. Most of these chicks ain't got no children. These some holy horrors we got running around here now. No children, want to have a eat the baby conference, and you black women are still want to be a part of a party that wants to eat children. I don't care what y'all got to say about Trump and all that shit. He didn't say he want to eat no niggas, did he? So I'm just throwing that out there for some fun. But eat a baby at an AOC rally, and y'all black women want to eat babies. I guarantee you black people. Now, I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Because the number one abortion people, killers of babies, is black women. Number one, killers of babies are black women. I hope y'all ready for this show. I hope so. We about to get it on. We about to get it on. Let me take some calls. I see I'm trying to get some of y'all in here to call. I think y'all call, if y'all calls are dropping, it ain't on me. I'm trying to get y'all in the queue. Let me take some calls. Let me go to 6661. Jump on in there. I don't know. Are you worshiping Mother's Day or are you worshiping Lilith? Which one are you worshiping?
great daughter, my brother. Happy Mother Gaia, the real Earth Day. We could give celebration to Lilith as well, the whole crew. But it's good to be alive and we always had the popcorn ready.
Keep going. Don't worry about the phone.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, these brown shirts, they have a mass movement, even in this time of Roe v. Wade, because a lot of people, they don't read. You know, getting rid of Roe v. Wade, it kicks the rights back to the states to decide what their legislation is going to be, whether they want to decide on having abortion in their state. It gives the states the rights to decide. But a lot of people are so trumped up and just getting in a frenzy by the people who are talking about fake disinformation. Those are the main propagandists. So when I listen to them, I always think about the brown shirts and before Hitler came to power in 1942, and I was like, man, they put in the same tactics because the propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, he would be proud of what's going on. It's just a reinvention in a modern sense of the same propaganda that was done back then. And see, but when I listen to Greta Thunberg, and you said she was talking about bombing Russia, and now look at where we're at the point where the Democrats, or these so-called Democles, they're pushing war. And see, now if you get rid of Roe v. Wade, most of the states are going to vote against it. So you don't have no more babies to eat. It diminishes all the fetuses. Remember when we spoke a couple shows back, or a while back, and how I saw in the news where they found fetuses in this lady's fridge, whole size fetuses.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, mm-hmm. you know, if you get rid of Roe v. Wade, and kicks it back to the states, there's no more fetuses or no more eating the babies.
Well, yeah, so now we got the Planned Parenthood, because we finding out that Planned Parenthood stem cell research, they're selling these embryos. We got adrenochrome being a baby rejuvenational. They say they put it in makeup to make everybody look young. So they are eating the baby.
Yeah.
Or
the Botox.
Baby. Yeah, Botox and all that. So we already know baby eating is a ritual that seems to be getting stronger. It seems to be getting stronger as we talk.
Let's see. Everything is subliminal. You know, like it's good that we have this forum that we do, because we touch on the past, present, and future. And also, when you deal into the occultism is like walking into the when you go to Oz and you finally see who you pull back the curtain and you see
right.
the wizard at the stairwell. So we deal up things beyond the pale. You understand? And remember that book I had a long time ago when women were gods?
Right, right.
And that dealt with when you look all across the archaeologists that were going all over the earth before they really started digging, when they started digging and they started researching before they really shut everything off that you couldn't go and see it, they were saying the women were being worshipped everywhere they went. It was no patriarchy. It was a matriarchy because, you know, when you talk about Wonder Woman those women they had the ability to procreate without a man. So when you talk about the widow's son, when you talk about the widow's son, that shit goes so deep, bro.
They got a commercial with Medusa.
When she looks at the guy, boy, this shit crazy, man.
Yeah, I love this shit. It's beautiful. Hey, let me ask a question, though, because again. By them saying eat the baby, that's a ritual, and then we see that it's being said in a political state form. I'm saying to everybody, if they willing to go that far out and say it ain't enough, we got to eat babies, that meant y'all know that they plan on depopulating. That's a plan. That's why they call Green Deal. They plan on depopulating because you're breathing out carbon dioxide. And women, I don't know what y'all call Mother Gaia.
Yeah.
Complete ownership of the earth is being taught. Complete ownership of the earth.
And see, whatever they're made of, like I wish Sister Shalini would come on, but whatever they're made of and their makeup, you know, like how you go with some of them and you say, man, they smell like dog or they smell kind of funny. Whatever their makeup is for the ones who are made like mankind and not a being, and they can't, the environment is changing. So whatever is coming and whatever is getting ready to come, they're trying to break it down and depopulate.
Depopulate.
So
okay,
they
let
could,
me go tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me get some more. Stay low. Meet yourself. 5061.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I hate to say it, bro. I'm about to talk some of that Marvel bullshit again.
Yeah, ain't the problem.
When I Googled Anna Jarvis, the Anna Jarvis related to Mother's Day did not come up. Now, check this out. Anna Jarvis is the wife of Edwin Jarvis, the butler and closest confidant of Howard Stark. Anna met Edwin while she was living in Budapest in the 1930s. With the start of the World War II and the Nazi occupation of Hungary, Edwin used his connections as the assistant of a British general to smuggle Anna out of the country so she wouldn't have to face persecution for her Jewish heritage. He did this at the cost of his career and would have been convicted of treason had Howard Stark not invented and taken on Edwin as his butler. Anna and Edwin were married sometime later. Now, with that being said, Go back and watch the old Iron Man movies.
That's an Iron Man movie?
Now, here's the important part, which you said earlier about AI. Tony Stark used the voice of Edwin Jarvis to create his AI, to create all the robots and stuff you saw in the Iron Man movies and the Avengers and going on. Bro, that ain't no accident.
No.
Now, going back to the month of May and the Maypole, now you and the brother just had mentioned about Maya being the Roman goddess of fertility. Now, also dealing with the Maypole, it's also in May the festival of the Bonadia, the DEA of Bonaday. Now, this is also a festival that's held in May. Now, within this festival, they have contests to see who can climb the king's palace the fastest. And I bullshit you not. Go look it up.
Yeah.
And also, the poles themselves were erected on the first day of May.
Uh-huh.
And May 1st, 1776, the creation and the birth of the Bavarian Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Now, ironically, last week, me and you talked a couple of days ago about this new Doctor Strange movie being released last week. That ain't no coincidence. Now, in that Doctor Strange movie, the Multiverse of Madness, the Illuminati was introduced in the movie. But guess what? The villain was actually the Scarlet Witch. She ended up killing the Illuminati in 5 minutes.
That's
I ain't making this shit up, bro. I'm done. That's all I got to say.
Hey, the Scarlet... Now, I'm going to say this, too. The Scarlet Witch is... Now, think about this. I'm just going to be real with you.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, yeah. I know Elizabeth Olsen. Yes, 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 yes. A good... And then let me just say, these movies being put out... Somebody put yourself on mute because I hear background noise. And then come back. What happening is, these movies... Y'all know it. Y'all been saying it for how long? And it's coming to be our facts, vindication again. That's why I love this. Vindication, because all y'all always say we talk about the Marvel. No, we talk about Marvel, because Marvel is marvelously telling you the whole truth in symbology. Just like he say. Now, think about this on the real level that we just seen. Jean Psaki, the red-headed witch, brings in the new witch. The new witch, Haitian, French-Haitian. Marie Antoinette, I mean, total unbelievable. Couldn't, and then LTGB also, and is now dating a white woman for one of the White House press conferences. So see, this all in the game of what's going on. So yeah,
I almost forgot one more thing before you go to the next caller. Now, I encourage people to go back and watch that movie because what I forgot to mention earlier, I told you this the other day that now. The person, the Scarlet Witch, was trying to kidnap a new superhero called America Sanchez. She has the power to go from universe to universe in different realities using the 5-point star going through portals.
And I got.
Can't make this shit up.
Look at our pictures today on the show. You show everything we talking about. They didn't know I was gonna put them pictures up. Them pictures said everything. I got her with the stars. They are definitely in power at this moment as we speak. Let me get some more callers. We got some more programs, so stay tuned. Y'all coming back in. 3364. Also, I like to hear about how the chick, the real Anna Jarvis for the Mother's Day. I want to know why everybody ain't mentioning how she was against it. Seriously against it. Spent her whole life.
Hey, bro.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Man, I just drove all across from the United States from sea to sign and sheet. I'm in California, man. LA.
Ooh,
it's so much damn land, man. It's so much land, man. So that's some bullshit they talking about. Ain't no the earth overcrowded, man.
Yeah.
That's some BS, man. Don't y'all fall for it, man.
I agree with that, no doubt. Hey, it's too much land. You in Cali, man. Hold on, you in Cali. Wait, let you go off. You in Cali, man. What you doing? You doing the Sunshine Strip?
Yeah, man. I'm out here in Cali, right out here in the hood of Crenshaw, right in the hood, man. You know, I went to the beach yesterday.
Man.
I sent some pictures. So I wanted my bucket list was to put my feet in the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific. So I did. That's my bucket list, man.
There you go, man.
But Atlantic is a lot better, man. The Pacific, they polluting the hell out of it, man. But anyway,
oh,
man. Yes, sir, man. Because of that nuclear power plant that crashed in Japan, they dumping all that shit in the ocean,
man. Yeah. You talk about Fukushima, man. Fukushima.
Yeah.
Fukushima, definitely.
Because when a wave wash up on the water and go back in the water, it don't leave no damn foam on the beach, man. These motherfuckers got foam.
Damn.
You know that shit polluted, man.
Yeah, foam.
But
yeah,
anyway,
much love. Hey, keep it going, man. Enjoy the West Coast, baby. Enjoy that West Coast, okay?
Yes,
let me put yourself on mute.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
I'll bring you back in.
Let me get some more callers. Let me go to 9019. That's 9019. You got your hand up. 9019. Area code 510. Okay, I'm gonna keep it moving. Yeah, 7-4. We got all y'all hands up. It means you want to talk. If you don't, hit the number one button again. It takes your name and your number goes down. So we won't be thinking you want to talk. 7-4-7-2. Welcome to the Helios.
Greetings, Dry Bones.
What's up?
Kwame and sitting in stolen land of the Muskogee Creek in Georgia.
Yeah, you in there too.
We're looking at this Roe v. Wade and the thing that we got to look at something. Mm-hmm. When they came up with the amendments, the Ninth Amendment is very important because this is the amendment that gives you the right to plant, to paint your toes, to eat what you want to eat. And now they're getting ready to strike this down because now they're looking at how when they wrote this in 1791, women didn't have no rights because that was written, all of this was written for the patriarchal system of what they call government, the three branches of government. And we're looking at this and saying that, you know, they're taking away the woman's rights. When they wrote the Constitution, women didn't have rights. They didn't get rights until 1921 in this country. So what you're looking at is that they're now rearranging this Constitution to take away another set of rights that we have, being able to have the choice to choose. So if they've taken away the woman's rights, who got her rights in 19... And then we got civil rights in 1965 or 64. What are they looking at doing with human rights on this Turtle Island? This is what we need to look, because we're forgetting civic law. And this is what they're using by using this and changing this in the Supreme Court, making it the law of the land.
Now, I'm glad you brought it, because stay with me. You're right. Take us to the next segment, so stay with me. Now, again, I know I'm saying from what we seeing that they say from the Roe v. Wade, it's not abortion been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, it's not like they have. They say should the Supreme Court make it part of the Constitution? So if the Constitution says that, okay, we're going to give it back to the states, then basically the state that, say, for instance, New York State, Florida, Georgia, y'all population will govern what y'all would deem to be abortion. So let's just say rape. It'll be up there. Rape would be, if you want to have abortion because it's based on rape, hey, if y'all agree that's good, then y'all have an abortion. If y'all agree that if have an abortion, a woman should get paid to give the child, hold the child to another donor, and the donor wants the baby. If y'all say y'all want to pay that woman so she can have, you know, come up or something, it's going to be all kind of debates about it. But it's not even a real debate. They've been killing babies, man, forever, and they've been using Planned Parenthood.
No,
I don't get it.
Because
they haven't.
when we were in captivity, when a black woman produced a baby, that's like an ATM machine for those slave owners.
I
having
agree.
That child
no,
come out
no
of
doubt.
Her womb.
No doubt.
So what? How are we looking at? And who is the
but,
most?
Okay, but
who
hold on,
is
hold
the
on,
most
but,
person
but,
that's
but,
getting
but,
abortions?
But you're skipping the whole part. What about the part where I told you earlier, ancient women? Now, how are you going to explain that? I know where you at in your mindset, but let's look at the whole big picture here. If ancient women were called holy whores and they were given their bodies, we all know this to be true through our all writing. If they gave up America by giving up some pussy, man, why ain't we talking about that? Because that's important to know. How do you give up this land?
But women,
hold on, you ain't answering the question. You keep saying, answer the question. How is it you ain't answering why how these women in America, Native American women, gave the white man pussy and said you can have this plot and gave him all the...
See,
so how that work?
Even,
how that
even,
work?
Okay, I'm going to answer your question. Even using the word squaw in the indigenous language, squaw does not mean a woman. Squaw means is to not rape me, not
no,
penis.
Man. I ain't asked you that. I said, explain to me. You ain't answered the question. See, somebody asked if I'm being wrong about this. The question is, can you explain to me how the women gave America away through the so-called laws of matrimony, which is wealth, and to confer property on the husbands and anybody else as property? If the Moors came over here and they met these people that looked similar to them or not to them, and the women said, we here, here's our women, we're going to give y'all this, because they took women back with them when they went back from here. So how do you explain that the laws of women giving their body up for land was not used over here? It was used over here too. So explain
and
how
that
works.
That part that you're talking about is the invasion of the woman and mm-hmm. killing the men and doing the massacring of the people. Then okay. they invade by taking right. the woman because she has rights. But
I don't get that.
Okay,
let's talk about something like this. Let's make sense for everybody. Because you're saying that, you missing, because I know you know, that's why I brought God glad you came out. I'm saying you taking a period of America and just going to skip the fact that the women gave the pilgrims, it's written, Iroquois Indians, they women was the ones who lied out the land. Down here in the South, the Muscogees, all these Indians, Native American tribes, let their women as booty, they were as wealth, even India. India, let's take regular India over there in the Middle East. They give up their women for bartering, for marriage as matrimony. So why are you acting like this never happened here? It wasn't they did it willingly. It wasn't nobody forcing them to do this, man. See what I'm saying? You're trying to make it like the white man forced them to make a treaty by giving the pussy for some land. That's not how what happened. That's not
and
you're
trying to make it look. You're trying to make
just,
it look
like what? What
the women
it look like?
Gave up some. They gave up their birthright
so
because they right. are the birthrighters.
Right.
And if they gave up that was by not always by consent. It was by force because
okay.
you look at
sometimes
the
it was by
people.
Force. But I'm talking about the first people to do this, and I want other people to get on this talk because this is really deep stuff. Because think about it, Brother Kwame is saying that the Native Americans, because that's who he's representing, just by somehow was forced to do this thing when the whole ancient world was giving their women up.
But
or the whole ancient
okay,
goddess
I can,
world.
I can give you right now that they just did 2 days ago. Harvard just donated $100 million to deal with slavery of the indigenous and that.
I'm not
and because
having a problem
what
with
would
that.
They do? Let me finish.
I don't have a problem with that.
They took the men and sent them on ships down to the West Indies.
Okay.
And kept the women. So what
okay,
are you looking at?
Well, you're
going to
do that in slavery,
Brother
Kwame. And Kwame, you're going to do that in slavery. If you were a slaveholder, you would be doing the same thing today. Yeah. Because guess what? Hold on. Let me just get straight for everybody talking. Now, everybody listen to me what I'm saying. Because so, I know what you're saying.
If
I want everybody
eliminate,
to get to that.
If you take
you're
away,
going to have to
eliminate
the man.
The man.
You're
who
going
are the
to
women
eliminate
going
the
to
man.
To?
Isn't that common? Isn't that slavery 101? Take control of the man and the women be your booty. Ain't that slavery 101? And who taught them that
That's
slavery?
That's what you're saying. So how is that going to be that they giving consent?
I just say that. Look, you were talking about something in a period that all of a sudden a war happens, that it goes against the world. But the world, when these women, they did not come over here because it was too many little, it was not enough people to take over the land yet. So when they came over here, the custom was to give land up to the woman, and they whoever they met, whoever came over here, they made these treaties with these women to give plots of land. That's why they taught them all the way to how to spring, how to harvest. Now, it got corrupted. We don't disagree that it didn't get corrupted, but that's slavery. And who taught them this slavery? Because this is the part you don't like to talk about either. Who taught them this slavery that they learned about killing off the men and cutting off their balls and castrating them? Who taught them that?
The Arabs.
Okay, that's all we can go to. Now, that's like, why don't you jump on the Arabs the way you jump on these white folks, and we might can get somewhere with a lot of this. Let me go to 3318 before we go to another call. 3318, hold on, let me do this. 3318, make it brief, because I want to put this on before we go to the next segment, because it's going to get even hotter. I told y'all, we ain't coming to play. Facts matters. It matters. We can't just put a piece of history together and say, let's go with that only. It's impossible to go that route no more. We can't do that no more. We have to put the whole story together.
Hey, Brian, quickly, I forgot to mention, this is important with this whole LGBT construct they're trying to force on the children now. America Sanchez's parents were two Mexican women.
Oh,
and they put that right there in the beginning
right
of the movie.
Right there, they make this shit up.
No,
you can't make it up. That obviously is going back to something. Before I get to 23318, y'all got to hear how Lilith worked. That's why I say, I don't think they was forced to do this. This was a custom, universally accepted.
We all have heard of Adam and Eve, who according to the Bible were the first couple of human beings created by God. But an ancient Jewish myth contests that Eve was the first woman. This myth states that before Eve, there was another woman, Lilith. Unlike Eve, who came from Adam's rib, Lilith emerged from clay along with Adam. Since she was created by God in the same way as Adam, Lilith did not submit to her husband's commands because she thought she was equal to him and did not accept Adam's domination. Lilith and Adam inhabited the Garden of Eden, but Lilith's rebellion put her in a situation where she was forced to choose between submitting to her husband or leaving the Garden of Eden. Lilith was not willing to give up her independence. Therefore, she opted to leave Adam and the Garden of Eden behind. The first woman ever created went into exile and settled herself near the Red Sea. God sent angels in an attempt to convince Lilith to return to the Garden of Eden, but she turned her back on God. Without his wife, Adam started to feel lonely. God, seeing that he was struggling with loneliness, decided to create a new woman for him, Eve. Due to her decision to reject the Creator, Lilith was demonized. She was now considered a woman-shaped demon. In her demonic shape, she would have the power to instigate disease in newborn children, and, to protect children from evil, the babies were given amulets with the names of the angels who tried to take Lilith back to Eden. These stories affirm that Lilith was jealous of the happy life Adam and Eve led in paradise, and, as an act of revenge, she assumed the shape of a serpent and tricked Eve, forcing her and Adam to taste the forbidden fruit, which caused the couple to be expelled from the paradise. Lilith's story is quite well known, yet this version is not present in the Christian Bible, and it is rejected by both Catholics and Protestants. The version in which she would have been Adam's first wife is found in the Sirach alphabet text. The date of the writings is unknown, but it is believed that they were created already in the medieval era. The myth of Lilith is found in Hebrew, Babylonian, Sumerian, and Assyrian mythology. The figure of Lilith in Mesopotamia was seen as an evil deity, or, when associated with the moon, she was regarded as a goddess with different phases and therefore different moods. That way, she could be seen as a fertility goddess, but also as a devilish figure. There are theories that state that Lilith's absence from the Bible was created during the councils that defined the canonical books that would constitute the Bible as we know it today. The figure of Lilith as an independent and strong woman would go against the patriarchal structure, one of the cornerstones of the Judeo-Christian culture. For this reason...
Now that's what, brother... Now, you saying the same thing, right? You saying the same thing that brother Kwame just told you. I'm going back to see, because I tell you, everything we talk about is on point. He said Boom. They did. They came over. They knew that was these customs existed. And, yes, they corrupted them until we got to where we got down. But as far as that woman, you said the woman, and I'm going to give one, y'all, quick, because we're going to go to the next segment. Stay with me, y'all, so we get back on this after we get this housing report. We just want y'all to realize that the history y'all just gave, that's myth what you just heard about living there. Now, she go way back. She got different names in Kemet. She got different names all over the Middle East. And yet, it ends up being sex, and it ends up being that this was their this was their magic, seduction.
And in Marvel Comics, she was the daughter of Dracula.
Right. Count Dracula, everybody, who is Count Dracor Bay, who was a Moor. Look it up. Let's do the call, everybody. Let's do the call. The housing. Y'all asked about housing. I got my man, Brother Esquire, about to come on in here because let me tell you, the housing report is somewhat good and somewhat bad, depending on where you at. But ain't no better person than my man, Brother Rob Esquire, to tell us, because he's doing a mighty job of getting the information out because he's in the mix. Dry Bones is here to give you the report. He's here for all y'all, especially in South Florida. He just had something in South Florida, Hope, where he works for, and they do some work on trying to find out the housing, what's going on, disparities, everything. He's been on this show. He is no stranger. He is a friend to the Helios. Welcome, my brother. Brother Rob, how you feel, brother? Brother Esquire.
I can't complain. How you doing today, Dry Bones?
Right, man, we are doing wonderful, man. I want you to know, we appreciate you coming on here, giving us the report, and we want to let you start. I know your time is of essence, so let's just go with what took place. Tell us the state of what's going on here in Dade County and in your aspects around the country. Go ahead.
Thank you, as always, for the opportunity to come on. The Fair Housing Act was signed in April 1968 after Martin Luther King was assassinated. So April is Fair Housing Month. And the organization for which I work, every April we try to commemorate Fair Housing Month with, like, some speakers or whatever. And we had several speakers. Our staff at our organization talk about some lawsuits that we've been bringing lately. We had one that one of our lawsuits, we were part of a lawsuit against Fannie Mae, you know, the really huge company that helps with mortgages for homes. They, like many other entities, including probably every major bank you've ever heard of, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, these places, after they foreclose on homes, they have been notoriously keeping the homes. So they foreclose, which means they own them now, and they are notoriously better at keeping them up and keeping them marketed and securing the doors and mowing the grass and putting a sign out that says for sale. They do all those things way better locally and nationally in white neighborhoods than they do in black and Hispanic neighborhoods. And so there's a big lawsuit about that. We talked about that. We talked about some of the individual cases that we had to bring, some people getting sued for saying no Section 8, some people getting sued for not having accessibility or providing accommodations for people with mental and physical challenges. Then we had another speaker come on who had to take a case to court about who's being protected under fair housing laws. And there's always people trying to limit who can be protected. Then we had another speaker come on, and she talked about the history of segregation in Miami. And she talked about how, just to start with, and this is true, you know, all over the world pretty much, but the lower-income people were not given waterfront property, and in other cities you might see lower-income people not being given property up on a hill. So that you start with that. You start that, frankly, black people are only being kept in some neighborhoods to start with 100 years ago, 150 years ago, when some of these major cities in the U.S. are being founded. Then, on top of that, when the highways were built, as we know here in Miami, in the late 50s and early 60s, when highways were built, they decimated black neighborhoods to build these highways. And here in Miami, it's Overtown that was decimated. But it's happened in cities all over the U.S., Detroit, Los Angeles, Oakland, et cetera, et cetera. Another speaker of ours talked about in Miami-Dade County here in South Florida, what has housing looked like in the last 2.5 years with COVID, with the eviction moratoriums that are mostly all gone now, but still development is still raging. And actually, I heard on the radio the other day, if you know about home prices, whether you own a home or not, if you hear anything about home prices, they are just flying. They're still flying. And through COVID, home prices were soaring. And it's getting to the point now that I heard on the radio that developers cannot even keep up anymore. It used to be, well, developers are just going to sell what they can sell and make some money real quick. And now developers cannot even keep up with the demand. And unfortunately, in Miami and across South Florida and in some other places, the people buying these homes, they're not owner-occupied. The homes are now, I guess probably always, but definitely it's a huge thing now that a home is an investment. And so the people who are buying them don't live here, never intend to live here, but they want to own the property and rent it out, so they're going to make money while they own it. And then, 10 years from now, their plan is to sell it, and make an even bigger amount of money at the end of all of it. And like I said, that's always been the case.
Yeah, capitalism. I mean, it's kind of ingenious. Let him finish more because he's Thomas Chief, President, and we'll get some questions from you. Hold tight. Go ahead, finish up with that. Now, what is you seeing as far as the immigration part? Is so many people coming here from different areas. How are the houses distributed from so many? We got people coming in from Central America. We got Ukrainian coming in. We got the Arabs and different of the black neighborhood. Are you seeing any disparity in the loaning of the money, or are they using money? Because they seem like they're able to pay with cash. What's your thoughts on how?
Good question. I mean, really, we're seeing the continued story of migration of black people out of Miami. It started with black people starting in Miami, and I'm sorry for the people who aren't in Miami. I don't know how much this will mean to you geographically, but it started in Miami with black people in Overtown and the West Grove. And then, as stuff got bought up and people had a little mobility, black people moved into Liberty City and Model City and Brownsville, and that started to get populated. And then the next step was more and more black people were moving to Broward. And then now they're just moving out of the area entirely as prices go up and rent goes up. And another thing about rent is that in many parts of South Florida, Broward County, City of Miami, City of Miami Beach, certainly, and now Miami-Dade County, they have enacted these laws where now if you're going to give a rent hike, you have to give 60 days notice. If you're going to raise the rent by more than 5%, more than 10%, you have to give notice. So it's not rent control, which exists in other places in the country where you cannot raise the rent a huge amount. You can still do it here. But now at least you have to give notice. It can't be the day that your tenant comes and tries to sign a lease, to renew the lease. You cannot that day say, oh, by the way, your rent is doubled. So it's a baby step. You can still do it. You can still double someone's rent. It's just now you have to give them notice to do it.
You got
to
give
them
notice.
But also in Miami-Dade County, this past week, in fact, they passed this Tenant Bill of Rights, as it's being called, and it really just, they're going to use county resources to keep tenants informed of their rights and give tenants a place to go. Like, it's actually incumbent upon the landlord now. Now the landlord has to inform the tenant of their rights, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it only passed this past week, so it'll be very interesting to see how it plays out, because Miami-Dade County has thousands and thousands of landlords. So the ability to enforce it and to make sure landlords are informing their tenants of their rights and things, that's going to be hard. And I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but at least for now, the county's idea is that they are going to
Let me ask you another question because banks seem to be a major part of this play too. The lending practices seem to be a major part. Is it true that people are getting like $400,000 to bring certain people into the country, immigrants and so forth in the country? Are they getting this? Are they actually getting these houses easier than the citizens? Because that's what I was told. I can't confirm, but you know, you hear things. What's your view on that statement? Are we seeing people getting?
I don't know about whether or not people are getting approved for loans unfairly compared to other people. I know that part of what happened 16 years ago was that people were getting approved for loans. Just everybody was getting, well, for
right, everybody. Everybody
was just getting approved, period.
I was making sure that wasn't happening because it seemed like a lot of people are these houses in South Florida are like getting taken and they fix them up so magnificently in the hood. I mean, houses that used to be ugly, I ain't making this up, everybody know. These houses like look like bam. I mean, tiled out nice, I mean, elegant landscaping. So it is somebody buying them. I heard Zillow's doing it too and so forth.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time you got, but if you want to take a few questions from people because, you know.
Sure. The only other thing I wanted to mention was that something I mentioned the last time I was on also was that we're seeing the discrimination in appraisals.
That happens.
People think that a black person lives there, the appraisal for the house, if they want to sell it, is lower than if the person,
that's true,
it's just white people living there or whatever. Yep. So that's the new frontier, and it's hard to prove that because appraisers and people who do appraisals to have a value on houses, they have to use a lot of discretion. So
right,
it's harder to say that, oh, well, you're not following the guidelines. Part of the guidelines is discretion, kind of like with dealing with the police, you know, like part of it is, well, what did they think in that moment? Like, that's how they have to do this.
I've seen it done. They sent two of them. Yep. Actually, you can get one appraisal for the client and one appraisal for yourself. And one for the client might come in higher. And the one for you that they really want is the one for you. They might make it come in lower. It has definitely happened.
Right.
It's definitely happened. Okay. Briefly, I don't know how much time you got because you told me you had some, you know, time constraints. Let me get somebody, brother. I think brother D, brother G, you wanted to ask him something first, and then brother Kwame next. Brother G.
I want to ask him. I said, I know maybe a month or two ago, the mayor, she implemented a rent cap or something like that, that they couldn't, the property owners or whoever, they couldn't increase the rent, keep going up on the rent. She put a place a rent cap. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so really the cap is not, it's not actually stopping anyone from raising the rent. It's really just requiring them to give notice if they're going to raise the rent. So
yeah, you said that.
Florida remains very landlord friendly. So they're still letting these owners make their money, but they're trying to find ways to protect the tenants from, like, if you have to move overnight, that's a lot different than having 2 months to prepare to move. So even though the landlords still have the power, they're trying to give a little courtesy.
You just can't just raise the rent without them giving some proficient time frame.
That's the same as evicting them.
Yeah.
If you double their rent, you might as well just evict them then.
Right. You might as well. That'd be the next step because they're going to have to move eventually if they can't, you know, maintain. Brother Crom, I think you're out there. You want to say something out there?
Yeah, and I thank you for bringing them on because something that we got to look at, Fannie Mae, what is it? The other one, I just sent it to you, Darbone, but what I'm looking at is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA. They got hit in 2014 with a $16 billion suit because they were, part of this deal was laundering money through these systems of housing in the way that the cartel was finding a way to put their money to use by laundering it through banks and through these different areas.
Oh, yeah.
Of Freddie Mac. And all of this.
Yep. They busted. They
and
got
this
busted.
This is how they're able to buy this property and fix it to their specifications their people in place to keep this laundry system going. And this is what we got to look at, because the Justice Department charged Bank of America and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA $16 billion
let me ask him
2014.
Then.
What is it going on now?
Get him out, because he does put in cases. Brother Escobar has had some cases, and they've been. What's the estimate of what you think now has been given out back through restitution to these people?
I appreciate this being brought up, and because even the way he put it, like, we're talking about billions of dollars. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, for the benefit of people who don't know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are government-backed entities that help stabilize the market for housing and ensuring home loans for people. And so it's kind of like they do the same thing that banks do, except they do it at a much larger scale than any bank, and they are more or less an arm of the government that's doing it. And so their assets are just astronomical. They have so much money. So when he's talking about laundering money, I mean, even then, that represents a small amount of the total money that they deal with. When this case against Fannie Mae that I was just talking about earlier, the case settled for $53 million, and $35 million of so part of that money went to the agencies that that brought the lawsuit, but most of the money, $35 million of it, goes to the communities that were hurt, and it goes to community revitalization. But all of this is a fraction of what the amount of money that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac deal with to day. It's pretty crazy. So
it's an octopus effect, because it's really in every municipality. It's happening, like you said, in every municipality. We're seeing different things. Also, let me ask you about one more thing.
When you get a chance, drop on.
No, you go ahead. You wanted to ask something too, because you wanted the reasons why we talk. Go ahead, Brother D.
Okay. Hey, good morning, Brother Esquire. Brother D from Chicago. I'm just going to be straight out with y'all. Hey, I got some property I've been trying to get rid of since December, because I want to get the hell up out of Chicago, but I can't. And I'm in an area of the city of Chicago called Inglewood, and it's one of the worst areas in the whole city. Now, with the problem we're having over here now, the area I live in is very crime-ridden, but at the same time, the property values over here is extremely high, and it's still going up, which doesn't make any sense. And the reason why I'm being told by the real estate company, because at this point I'm trying to sell my house for cash, and the people are coming looking at the property and saying, for one thing, it's overpriced for the bad neighborhood, and nobody really wants to live in it, like what you said earlier. They want to use it as rental property, but at the same time, I had a management property company do a market analysis report some months ago, and they're saying, like, whatever tenants they're going to put in, they're going to be charging them $1,200, $1,300, maybe $1,400 for rent. But, like, now people are leaving the city, leaving the state because the rent is too high. So, I mean, do you have any, suggestions or recommendations what I should do?
Well, it's that's a good question. Are you dealing with are you dealing with a realtor or an agent somehow that has those the connections to make that happen? I know here in Miami, that's a huge thing. A lot of people can get their asking price or more based on the realtor and how well the realtor is marketing and to whom the realtor is marketing. Are you working with a real estate agent?
I didn't went through about four or five real estate agents. And
okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not the real estate, the companies, It's just, I guess, the other factors in terms of the properties over here in the bad neighborhood being overpriced. Nobody wants to live over here. And then as far as the state of Illinois as a whole, people are leaving here anyway because of the crime, and the property taxes are too damn high.
So,
not just black people, white people. They're getting the hell up out of here.
Well, let me ask him, because, see, that's why I say we in different regions, his region,
right.
And then New York State and different parts of Georgia. Houses are now being stagnated, but I'm asking everybody this. I mean, I've heard that even in bad neighborhoods, it's still profitable because these people are buying up that area like they did Harlem. Like they did. I don't know if it.
But
to
what
me,
I
you know,
have to do, what that I was told, I'm going to have to drastically go down on my asking price just for somebody maybe to buy it.
Well, that's crazy.
If I don't, I'm stuck.
Which I mean, that's a good question. I hope we could keep that conversation, and Brother Esquire, maybe you come up with something, maybe you figure that can they? Because I'm thinking he has to market toward the Arabs, in my opinion. I'm just going to be straight up out there, but I mean, they have brought depressed neighborhoods in all areas. Overtown, they have brought depressed areas. Now, our real estate is so high, an ugly house might get some money now. Hey, man, an ugly house.
But you know what? They're actually trying to chase the Arabs out of the city of Chicago, because now all of a sudden the mayor's saying they're the cause of all these shootings and robberies we're having, because they own damn near all the gas stations in the city, and now all of a sudden they're trying to shut them down, get them up out of here. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. No, I'm saying good luck. They're the ones that's buying, too, because I'll tell you, it's amazing.
Right.
But again, if they push them out, because again, I'm going to be honest with you, just like I said, where most of the shootings, the delicatessens in most of these neighborhoods, and I've seen it myself, are Arab, and the black brothers and sisters, they hang out there, they borrow their money, they borrow their welfare cards with them. They have a real franchise going, man. And again, it's through real estate. I think real estate is still going to be, like they say in the Bible, the land of milk and honey. It's the only thing promised in that Bible to all y'all on there, not even heaven. It was land. So, we'll see how it goes. That's why we bring this brother on. And again, man, anything that comes up, let us know ahead of time. And again, keep up doing what you're doing, because this is a doggy dog world, real estate. Oh, man.
Drive on. Thank you as always for having me.
Hey, always, man, always. I bring you back again. Get ready so we know how we do it. Now, put your stuff on mute because I'm hearing so much background noise. So we're going to have to hear the echo. We're going to bring everybody back in. We'll bring everybody back. We're going to take a mid-break. We got to bring Brother Kwame back. We're going to bring 2-3-3-1-8-6-0-7. I want y'all to think about this program now, the way we set it up, what are we doing. We worshiping Lilith. We are worshiping Mother God. Somehow this concept of women empowerment has always been talked to me, been talked to all y'all out here. But we talk about it in a raw way because we need to let it know that facts do matter. And somehow we got to come to grips, some form of fashion, that the groups that we just said is in control of black neighborhoods through real estate is the same ones that was in control of the slave trade. Same group. Now, if I ask you who in the neighborhoods, questions going to be asked, who owns more real estate in the black neighborhoods, you're going to find that's going to be the Arabs. Pretty much. Especially in Buffalo. Especially in parts of Miami. So are y'all ready for part two?
Or the Mexicans or Hispanics.
Oh, they coming in. They coming in. I ain't going to say they ain't certain parts. We ain't going to say that.
Well, I'm talking about here. You're right. I'm talking about here.
You see, a whole different. So you a sanctuary city. See, that's another thing. The debate about the, we're going to take that debate higher. Remember, the debate about the abortion is just the states. If you trust your state's thinking, maybe people too scared to give their power back because the states was the power. The federal government, you don't want them in that decision, really. The federal government is not supposed to be making that decision. I hope y'all know that. It really was the states' rights. States' rights. So if you got a state.
But you know what's dangerous about that, Bones, and you're right. But you know what's dangerous about it? Like if you live in a state, especially like if the governor, a Democratic governor, is going along with the Democratic president, you're screwed.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's another reason why a lot of people are leaving Illinois, because of all the lockdown and COVID policies that fucked everything up, too.
Now we get into where we want to go. See, I didn't say it's choose you each day, because everybody is against something, but the whole bottom line, we told you, brain thinking, is left brain, right brain. It may be
right.
the middle, but you better make a decision what leg you're going to jump on, because being split up ain't going to work. Let it be. We'll be right back. Let it be. Right back.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
Conversation we just left with, we're getting the full report. We got housing, we got everything going on, we got everything a mama would want to have, nurturing kids in a nice house, nice people around, nice husband, nice whatever you want to have. It's in the household, right? It's all in the household. So we're going to get to round today and talk about celebrating our mamas and get into the reality of this program as well. Who are they? What are we? Mother's Day, just told you. Woman didn't even like Mother's Day. The woman didn't even like Mother's Day because it wasn't what she intended it. She wanted the children to be at peace and safe. She wanted to have no more war for the kids because, like I told you, in the beginning of the Civil War, when the British came over here, just look it up, their reporter said they only seen niggers or Negroes and children. Also, that's the time of her coming from what she seen this Mother's Day. She didn't want that. Now we're doing the opposite. Celebrating and then finding out that they not even what the term means. Worshiping of the woman. Mother's Day. All this. Eve. Callie. All this is right in our face right today in Marvel Comics. I mean, everything. I ain't see it yet. I plan on seeing it today. And all y'all out there, TV land, listening to everything out there, we're going to get into a little bit of what we need to talk about right quick. I'm going to get some more calls in, then we'll look for this clip. And I want everybody's opinion. Brother Kwame, you said earlier, No one said what you said was wrong. We just said that that's a time frame that we're going to have to analyze as well to see if how much force and manipulation did it take for them to get to that point. Yeah, cause that's a hell of a lot of manipulation for where we have come from and then where we at today. That's a deep, deep. We just had a show on the Boule. Thank you, brother. That was a great show. More conversation with you for sure. We'll talk on that. Another topic in your book. I want to do that consciousness of hip-hop. So we want to get into that as well at another time. So
hey, and you know the brother that just passed away, Kevin Samuels, by the way, Kappa Alpha Psi, same fraternity as Colin Kaepernick, Eric Lamont Hill, and Johnny Cochran.
Ooh, man. Johnny Cochran gone. Right after Johnny Cochran, man. Y'all don't know Johnny Cochran's going to put the Dream Team together for reparations. I ain't making this up. That's when I got at my happiest. I said, oh, my God, we about to Johnny Cochran. This guy, this guy, OJ, I'm crying and shit. OJ. Bam. No more Johnny Cochran. They went the opposite, not getting you any money. Trying to get you reparations. I tell you, man, this is deep out here, boys. Deep. Let me go to 3318. 3318. You're on the helium.
Yeah. Great day, P. Dry Bones, man. Listen, I'm not there to come in and compromise. I got the white flag going just a little bit, all right? So I'm compromising, all right? So you got to understand, I got to speak this and be gentle, all
right? Okay, go right
ahead. When you speak of Anna Jarvis, yes, she's speaking in a way of what she saw growing up to what the results was of children dealing with war. But that's not the first time that the Germanic tribe, the Hellenistics, these colonists put their children in war. The Minutemen were only 13, 14 years old also. Mm-hmm. So they have, even if you look up the Children's Crusade, that's back in the 13th century, moving a lot of children out over there with the Eastern Urals. This is the patriotic stuff now. I look at it for a reason. Because if you ever really want to change society, always use the women and the children first.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus wasn't killed because he messed with the women and the children. He was killed when he woke up the men, a.k.a. Lazarus. That's when he was crucified. And if you read the rest of that story, they said the Pharisees and the Sadducees got together and said, we got to do something about this joker. Why? Because men make a difference. So we got that as we understand. Now, let's go back to what you're saying. Now, here go the tough part. Yes, women, a.k.a. that word matrimony, is twofold. Because if you go back to the Indo-Euro family tree of words, it also means union. So what union are you talking about? Now, I heard what you said. It said wealth. The wealth is the ideal that the consort, that the two ships or two vessels are going in the same direction. That's why they call it matrimony. Can this license of these two individuals come together and create a matrimony, create wealth? But also matrimony means union, which is actually derived from the word matriarch. See, we have to be careful because the patriarch is one that leads. It's one leader. Matriarch is a union. So when you start playing these word games, I'm with you. They use the game in order to change our theory or modernize it, revise it so that we come at each other. Now that's where I'm getting ready to go, in the modernize. If we're not careful, we have to remember, Brother Dry Bones, there's a change coming. They have no other choice but to put down their patriotic ways because it has failed. The evangelicals was the one pushing the patriotic so hard in which that they were saying that they need to separate themselves. From what? Catholicism. When you look at this abortion thing, comes because the Catholics don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposedly. Right. And so supposedly. When you're right, when it goes to.
Supposedly don't believe in it. Yeah. That's what they claim.
Right, supposedly. But like you're saying, it's going to the rights of the state. But what is Catholicism buying up? They're not buying up the nation. They're buying up the states. They're buying up the states.
Yeah,
because
but you think
how else are you going to be able to push this? You're not going to be able to push this universal new entity of what they're trying to do of globalism just by saying, okay, we're coming in. They know these jokers got weapons. So those evangelicals are not going to lay down just to lay down. It's going to take a little more time. But they will go after those who are the minors. the miners, a.k.a. civic Kwame, because they never opened up the refugees, a.k.a. Refuge Freedmen's Bureau, so we never had the civics. They canceled it when Johnson got into office. He vetoed the bill. So the women of 1920, as Tommy was saying, that's the civics. So every man is under the skirt of a woman because we're in the garrison. This is still war. Those are the laws they don't talk about, brother.
So now, let's go there. If we under war, that means we never came out of war, so we still under a military tribunal then.
While in the garrison, a.k.a. city town line.
A military garrison. So let's go there.
Commander-in-chief.
Now, if this is the case, because I'm with you, boy, y'all even know.
Because we're the enemies. We're the enemies.
Just us only, or is this a global thing?
Well, put like this. I hate to say this. If this is our land, the most important thing they got to do is make sure we can never be equivalent or be equal to them, because that way we can go to the courts and ask for our land back.
But it's global.
So they
right?
give our land to our women. Yeah. Let me finish. Please, I'll give it right back to you. So they kept the laws of the women undercover, but to continue to make you and I under the 3/5, that way they can continue to use us as minors who don't, but we pay the tax. We weren't supposed to pay the tax. That's what the 14th Amendment, second section was talking about. Indians,
so
we're not supposed to pay.
Now you're going around there. We all been saying, but how long has everybody said this? I'm sure you have heard it.
Yeah.
Everybody heard it. Get rid of what?
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve.
Get rid of the Federal Reserve.
That's what's coming. Right. Now, we've been hearing this all my adult life, practically. I mean, I ain't that old. But can I say one more thing? I've heard we need to get rid of this. And yet, we had one chance. Anybody know what chance we had? It was a chance to do it. I wish we go back to the game. But go ahead, make a point.
Here's the last thing. So when you talk about those foreigners coming in,
mm-hmm.
they're coming in as minors to become majors while in the fort. They're going to get vouchers. See, we don't see what every deal that goes through.
Right, they're going to get vouchers. That's
they're going to give them vouchers from another country that's going to send that money back over here to strengthen their garrison with the Anglo-Saxons, aka bring down the numbers of the nappy-headed ones.
All y'all said everything the same. Yeah, that's how good y'all is. I'll tell you, even though y'all said it in different ways, because Brother Kwame said earlier that this was taken, and it was. No one's going to denounce the fact that they use Amnesty Law on land. We're not going to debate that at all. That's just common. Everybody should know that. It's in these books. But these names now, hold on. These names now, before I take another caller, I just want y'all to know that matrimony.
Can I speak to that, Dry Bones?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go in next. Matrimony. Remember, if the state marries you, you're no longer just a two union. You're union now with the state. That's civics 101. The state has the right, once you get married, of the state giving you the authority. That's why I say, yeah, I want the law of the state to go back in, but it has different ramifications, just like you said. And the state marries you, and you are married to the state. That's why they can get into all your affairs easily, because you gave them the contract. So,
doing business. Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me get one more caller. One more new caller. They've been holding a long time for y'all. I'm going to let Brother Kwame in there, but let me get this call, because I hate to have y'all wait long. 6077. 6077. Yeah, had your hand up. I'm area code 313, whatever that is. 313.
That's Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They just got to go. All right. I'm going to put you on mute now. Okay. Now, Brother Kwame, jump in. I'm going to take another set.
But
go ahead,
what
Brother Kwame.
And I thank the brother for what he was sharing, because you look at something. What is on top of the Capitol building? What statue is that? The Statue of Freedom is a woman.
Yeah. As a woman, yeah.
With the sword and the shield, because this country was founded in the time of the galactic alignment of Pisces and Virgo. In that powering of this system, it is fallen now, because its time is up. And what we're seeing is virtuous. Virtuous is represented by Jupiter and Saturn, which is means virtuous means the truth. She's the goddess of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And in her coming into alignment, these are the truth, because the enumeration of what I was talking about in the Ninth Amendment is what they're fighting for, is because every human has the right. We're born with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And this is done through the female and giving birth to the people with having the right to choose and to be self-empowered. So what we're seeing now is the fall of the patriarchal, because it began with the matriarchal.
Oh, okay.
Every man has a belly button.
Now, that's what I keep saying is, ain't nobody going to debate what y'all saying, because it's so God is Maat, which we could say Maat. That's what we were taught, Maat, because Maat took me to all these names that we call today for my being brought up. So I'm saying, so you're saying the same thing, basically, that Maat, goddess, that's what over supposed to be goddess of truth. God's a judgment, and also in every court, some people call it Goddess Columbia, and all this stuff. So obviously, they tell you it's an era that they once had that they glorify in secret, and sort of speak. Is that what we all can say? It's like a glorified secret.
Can I say this, Dry Bones? So Dry Bones, they don't want it to go the way. The Pope is a patriarch.
Yes, she is.
He's one leader.
Right. I'm saying.
He's one leader.
It looked like the Pope worshiping women. It's a worship of a woman, too, because
it's a fake left or right.
Right.
It's a fake left or right because he knows how the land, cultures really work. So
Vatican.
In the meantime, even...
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
because
Vatican,
in the meantime, what they were doing when they did with the Pocahontas stories, if you really understood that, it was a dowry that they were passing to say, this is a part of the treaty. Now, let me get it out. Can I just share this?
Yeah,
happened was, when this Joker impregnated the woman, he killed the woman and took the children.
Uh-huh. You won't have
so the children are orphans. So now if you have orphanages, you can
orphan
create
Andy.
Your own rules and regulations.
I love it. Little Orphan Andy. That's it. You hit it.
Yeah,
you
man. Shirley Temple used to do it all the time. What do you think she was doing grabbing those children in Africa so she could take the land?
Yeah, she
that's what it's all about.
Madonna.
All of them.
Take the land.
The orphan. I'll take care of the children, they said.
Now, let me ask a question.
And that's what they did. That's what they did here in this land when they took the children from the indigenous people and put them in the missionary schools.
Those were orphanages.
Now, again, the missionary school, I'm just going to give the name. The name of the orphanage, they were called the Franciscan Order, everybody. Just look up Franciscan Order and take a day. Don't go and I'm going to do it on Facebook time. No, do it a whole day.
They did it in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The missionary schools, they took them from the reservations and put them in the missionary school. Carlisle. Carlisle's business.
I don't have a problem with that because we did programs. Y'all been programs. What happens is we don't talk about it enough, and then it's not learned that they did these programs, and then they put them back.
But hold on.
The first thing I got to ask everybody. I ask again, and this is where we get that. This is where we come into the crazy. The first people taken from here, the Pocahontas story, whatever you want to call it, because we Pocahontas, because it was a Dominican Republic area, took them. What they did, they took them back to Salamanca and Cordova. So y'all acting like y'all ain't giving the names where they took the people. See, they took them to Salamanca, everybody. Just look up Salamanca, slave house, Cordova, and Monte Castellan. You know, Cordova, all them places, and you tell me, you be the history buff, and tell me what era is that, and you tell me, if they took the first Native Americans from Dominican, DR, Haiti, when they got here, they went right back over to Isabella and them, took those slave areas, fixed them up, and made them what? Franciscans. brought them back over here. Ain't that what they did? So obviously, the people knew they was coming. They had took them and on that island only. Now we just gonna go with that island. So they took them back over there and came back again now with a mission with missionaries. That's a fact. So we see the game being played. Let's keep it going. Let me get some more callers. Let me go to 84853. One more caller, and then we got to take this because, man, when I show y'all what they're planning for real, it can easily be stopped. Easily be stopped. But guess who's helping them? That's the problem. Let me go to 4853. That's why that brother with that book was pretty good. 4853.
The Moors in Spain is your answer, number one. Greetings, family. What I also would like to add is just like what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson did. They married teaching daughters and said they want to.
If y'all ain't listening, just mute yourself, y'all, and let the guy talk, let the brother talk, and then y'all just bring up, because what happens is we're hearing feedback from y'all radios listening. Appreciate y'all. Just do it when somebody's talking. I'm not taking nobody out. I don't touch the board. Y'all come in, just mute yourselves, and we'll keep this program hot. Keep going. Now, go ahead, brother.
George Washington and Thomas Jefferson did the same thing. They came, they married, chief daughters, got an inheritance of a parcel of land.
Told
the chief they wanted to bring their wives to meet their family. They died on the way, came back, and put them in derision. That's how they got Virginia. Because remember, the empire used to be in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. William Penn, the Penn's the Keystone State. Yeah. Now, hold on, because you can't go, man. That's good. Now, let me ask y'all, because no one's debating this land thing is indigenously should be given to the, because there's nobody going to denounce, maybe even go along with that either. But I will say this. If a person act like they don't love their own land, even though, because I looked at a lot of the books, brother said earlier, when they got freed from slavery, the Freedmen's Bureau. And man, I'm going to tell you, for a group that just got released, I ain't really even hear all the crazy animosity that I hear today, really. It's like amazing. And you know what those people did? I just looked at they what they did. They went and started businesses. I'm like, shit, they just got out of slavery. The first thing they want to do is start businesses. I thought about that for a minute. Man, that's a real hell of a determination, man. What a people. They ain't say, oh, give me a handout. They said, no, we get about, let me out. We going to start our own shit. And they really did. So obviously, it's a threat of the indigenous people. Let's make that clear to everybody. It's a threat of the indigenous. But today,
drive on.
Make your last point. But today,
no, I'm
the
just
women,
saying it goes back. It goes back to
focus
who
on
was
that
the
women,
first merchant.
Yeah, focus
it
on
was
that.
Going
women
back
today.
To who was the first merchant. It goes back to the fact that, you know, nobody gets into this physical realm but through a woman. I mean, you can even go back to Noble Drew Ali. He emphasizes on carrying a woman over troubled waters to re-raise the nation because, again, the manipulation or the sleep.
And I was taught a nation. I was taught the same thing. Anybody was in the Yahweh, it's a nation can raise no higher than what? His children.
It's woman.
Yeah.
It's woman.
Can I say this? That was taught by everybody that I know of.
One more allegory I got. There's an ancient story that emphasizes on a man putting a woman in a cave to protect the woman from the dragon. We were classified as so many things, Nagas, all of these things. You look in China, the dragon that they symbolize is the melanated family, that side. Same thing in India. Those flying beings and things like that are Nagas.
Right.
It still goes back to us. But the main challenge is we aren't in our proper mindset. We haven't raised our kundalini or our spiritual energy, so we're playing the game that's put in front of us.
Our physical eyes is what's governing us.
That's why we always talk about the white man and the Caucasian, this, that, and the third.
That's an allegorical story for y'all there. Now, hold on. Hold on. I want y'all to start going free for all. Just let me say this. Today, I do want y'all to realize why we're doing this show, even though I know women are listening, I know they are, because what's happening is we're seeing a shift where the women are not going to men And they're not having children as well as much either. That goes for all women. I mean, I'm saying, but they are, hold on, adopted. And that's why I say this abortion thing is going to be the biggest thing going on. But let's deal with this woman. If she's able to menstruate, do all this stuff, and have kids, and then get to an age where she cannot have this, then how that woman turns into her feelings of how men have treated her. See, good men treat women where they still be happy when they see you again. So think about that one. And then if you want the men that the women are always in fear of, then you got to ask yourself what kind of personality you have to make women.
Can I ask you one question, Drybone, and then I'll go to you, please, one question?
Go ahead.
Okay, throughout history, how many times has it happened that the mother did all the things that she could, even in corruption, to make sure that her son became king or was protected, and then when that son became a man, he put his mother away?
Some of them.
Ain't that what Constantine did?
Yeah, some of them do that. And for Shaka Zulu, Mambi, she was a pure ruler. Mambi didn't play. Mambi was causing war. So we got different groups of different type of mothers. Now, I'm going to say this. I look at all the women's history, and y'all, I don't know if y'all know this, man, but the most fierce ones were the women armies. That's why Wanda, I thought that y'all would see that they would kill you because they worship the phallic symbol. You just heard what the band say, Mayday. They worship in their own self-creation. They said they created a living phallus. That's why I want y'all to go there. Let's go with this right quick. 5 minutes, and we'll be right back. Five minutes. We'll
all right,
right
hello.
Back.
Again, my name is McKenna Douglas, and this
That's
past year I performed my research under my
mentor. No, I don't want that one. I want this other one. Go ahead. I'm going to let some. Brother Luck, appreciate you for holding, man. Thank you for that, brother, last week. Go ahead, jump in while I look for this clip. Brother Luck,
I'm here. I was on mute.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Go ahead, jump in.
Hey, brother. Yeah, we have to understand a strange dynamic of the dominant society that eventually took rulership for the past 5,000 to 7,000 years. The origins of Rome, Romulus and Remus, the two males, excluding the female, they have no mother origins. The Greco-Romans have the also a strange concept as well, where you have also a kidnapping or a molestation taking place in terms of their origins and their mythos. So you have a strange dynamic because the pre-civilization of these these nations were supposedly African, in terms of the Etruscans and early Greco-Romans or whatever, but they deviated to the extreme level that have now kind of sent us off on this wild destiny, in a sense, where we find ourselves today. The feminine energy has a unique balance. It can be very destructive as well as nurturing. And we know in ancient Kemet, Sekhmet, her principles are very, very, very vindictive when she begins to enact her judgment. So come fast forward to today with his brother dying, and you hear the women, me pretty much dancing on his grave, or even, and he's not even in the hole yet, and they're celebrating. to let you know how upset and how vindictive that energy can get. And we got to understand that we need to learn to respect the energy of that feminine. I don't want to call it dark magic, but when they get a collective voice going, it's trouble for everybody. I'm just saying that. And we need to pay attention to it.
I want to speak to that.
Hold on.
I do.
You can't, but hold on. Let's hold tight. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, bro, because, again, we talk about the woman energy. She's going to come back nice or smooth and all this. I don't see how that could be the case when y'all live with women. And you know the vengeance of women can be very traumatic at any time.
I'm just saying, if you have
to see that it can be a lot of emotional stuff going on. And then for men to say, we understand it, I don't think we really do, because it's just ununderstandable in some cases. But I'm going to say, the women, period, right now, even in the days of what all y'all talked about, always had their own power structure. Civil War, Daughters of the Confederacy, the Daughters of the Revolution. It's always been a secret order of women. No doubt. Just look it up. I think I'm making it up. Everywhere has been a secret order of women. There's women Masons.
Eastern Star.
No, not just Eastern Star. Pure Mason.
A higher level than that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know why we think, I don't think we, you know, realize that, you know, just go look up female Masons. They're wearing a whole damn shit on their emblems. You telling me, everybody listen, because you know we bring the car world on this. You
can,
tell
can
me
I
that these women,
that,
these, yeah, you tell me these women don't know their cult world. I mean, you got to be joking me. You got to be joking. Let's go. Let me hear.
Okay. Let me say this.
Yeah.
Get out the way. All right. Thank you, brother. Because the past 3 weeks, I've been listening to y'all. I've just been quiet. All right. So this one I'm going to do. I'm not trying to be the advocate for women. I refuse to do that. But our brother Kwame already told you there's an alignment of a change that has to happen. We're no longer in Pisces. We're no longer as I am that I believe. We're in I am that I know. And do we really want her on the throne again? Maybe not. But you can't stop destiny.
Oh, who's stopping
now, my
that?
Point is this. Let me finish. My point, I'm going to get out the way. Yes, she's vicious. Let's get that shit out the way. But you can't tell me these last 5,000 years has been to our advantage as men of color.
I'm going to say this about the 5,000 years. I think we was advantage. Only thing I think, we just got 400 years on our mind. After I go past 400 years, I see black people everywhere in power. I don't know where y'all see, but after 400 years of where we say we was out of power, even in the 400 years that y'all say we was not in power, after I go past those 400 years, I'm running to all kind of black people that's running shit.
But drive on.
Hold on. Y'all asked the question. He said five. I could, after 400 years.
I said
5,000.
Yes.
After 400 years, I see we ruling. Ain't the
but what we stay in. What we stay in the cycle is 2,160 years.
Okay.
We are at the ending of that 2,160 years.
But we agree with you on that.
We know that.
So what's going to happen? Are you saying that women are supposed to take over, right? Is that what we're saying?
I'm not saying women taking over.
So who's
coming back into...
So who's going to take over after these? What's the end game of
the
this?
The thing is we're coming back into a balance of male-female connection instead
so
of the one dominating factor of patriarchy.
So we're going to be lovey-dovey. What you're saying is, let's make it simple for everybody.
No.
We're gonna have to calm her down, fellas. We're gonna have to calm her down.
I'm trying to figure
we're gonna
it
have
out.
To That's soothe her. We're gonna have to soothe her. We're gonna have to soothe her now, man. Because in the Kemetic tradition, when Sekhmet was let loose, I mean, Ra had to please her with some pomegranates. You know what I mean? He had to kind of sweeten her down. Because and the thing about it,
right,
you have a lot of men. who's been groomed underneath this. You're a European patriarchal system.
That's a good system.
And what happened is that when we were at rulership, we were dibbling and dabbling. The more adapted Arabic traditions, when they became Arabized, they pretty much lost their power.
Okay.
It's like when we were in power, we dibbled and dabbled too much stuff. We started experimenting.
He's saying Sekhmet, but who is Sekhmet's mate? Tahuti. He is described here on Earth because she is the keeper of the cosmic library. She
but
is the
wrong,
inventor of mathematics,
but she
astronomy,
too,
astrology.
Right.
These are her
traits,
parts
her
in
traits.
Which she does,
right.
And she transmits
right.
down to balance, giving us the knowledge.
We're not going to debate that because that makes sense. We all know that part because I've been in that. You know that it's all kind
of. But we ain't been soothing. Like I said, we've not been soothing her, man. We've not been taping her down.
Let's go with this woman thing y'all just said earlier that you make a little some sense. You said that because of the slavery, Brother Kwame. You said because you, Brother Kwame, you said because of
what,
the slavery.
What about
and you said,
what is it about women that you fear?
I don't fear.
Covers
the
whole area of the ancient Near East.
I'm
so there's this reoccurring
the
idea of a mother goddess in these different neighboring religions.
I'm embracing the energy.
So lastly,
I have no her energy
we don't hear a whole lot about this goddess.
Dryball,
so
you playing
exactly
something, Dryball? Are you playing something?
Well, as religion has changed over time from the beginnings,
where is it?
Literacy had
like
a big impact on it, especially in the presence of the goddess and what people know about her. So with traditional religions of what we think to be pagan, it's more operating towards using the use of symbols and images and closeness to nature, whereas literacy came into play, scrolls and religious texts and logical thinking.
Okay. Now,
Tribal, it's right.
It
ain't
a natural being to be fair no motherfucking
body.
Let me
say this, Tribal. I'll be done. It's right in our eyes, Tribal.
They're not about the being fair women. The women are talking about eating children. I don't get if I don't understand it. I hope it's more women came on here. You're not going to eat no children. The women are saying that most men are not jumping for abortion the way the women are. The statistics show women are more upset about this than men. Now, men, we can sympathize with it because we're not women. What I'm saying is for them to take this event and to go with this route that they're going with is unbelievable. And again, who's scared of women? I live with women. We love women. My point is, if you're talking cosmic, if you talk about this cosmic stuff, and you're going to tell me it's going to be just, just kumbaya, that's a lie. There ain't going to be
no
kumbaya.
Not at all. Drive on. Let me say this to you, brother. Let me say this.
That's
for
what
the last.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
That's what I'm saying. For the last five, I'm going to say between the last 3 to 5 years, Hollywood, last 3 to 5 years, Hollywood's been projecting women as leaders in these Marvel movies for a reason. They know the change is coming.
Right, we know the change.
They
is coming.
Know. So let me finish. So they need to get their cheerleaders or get their operatives in line, so our women will follow them.
They're already following. What are you talking about? They're already following. You want to wait more? You want to wait some longer?
Because they're unlearned.
I got to get somebody more questions. 5061. Ask a question. We got to get some knowledge in here. We got to see if y'all really on. Are you telling me? 5161. Let's get this question out to everybody out here. You're saying that because we're talking about women means we're scared of women, or are we bringing up the fact that women are coming into power and it won't be this kumbaya? It's going to be like, hey, it's going to be some terrifying shit if they are able to do what we think they're able to do. So if this is the case, Marvel movie or not, just take regular life. Do y'all not watch Revenge of Women? I mean, you think they're going to be this nice thing after we untreated them so bad, like y'all just said? Y'all just said we've been treating them bad, basically.
But you know what? It sounds like it's like a war between the fake feminine and the real feminine. That's my take.
Which one is feminine?
Well, the fake versus the real. But that's the thing. What I'm trying to say is basically this is why what the brother was talking about through Disney and Marvel, all this LGBTQ bullshit. All women are not on board on it. But if you are a woman that has a weak mind, of course you're going to fall for that. But as real men, I mean, I would say it is our position to try to teach them if they're willing to listen to the truth.
And the examples y'all used earlier about Liz, remember, there's two voices, and one of them is not submissive. And the one that's not submissive is the true feminine, believe it or not the one that's submissive.
Okay, so
now, in her case, like for example, during the Haitian Revolution, Fatima Cecile was the one that set up the ceremony, and she made them take the oath to get ready to kill women and children. It was her setting up, blessing the ceremony that they can go ahead and kill women and children. So you need to understand the power that they wield, that true feminine. She is that living.
I put it on the clip today. If y'all look at my clips, I got two women with swords, two island women
from back in the day. That, I mean, old pictures with swords, because they were the ones
but
that
were going to
fight to the death.
But that's what's on top of the Capitol building.
Well,
no one
didn't say that was the, I said they're willing to fight. And that means taking out everybody, scorch earth. And I want to see if y'all really know what y'all really talk about. Do y'all know the term scorch earth?
You got it, Drybos. You got it.
Do y'all know the term scorch earth came from a male or a female? Anybody know? Scorch earth.
Female.
Okay.
It came from a female.
Okay.
Meaning,
okay,
she don't, meaning she don't give a damn. She meaning to burn it down before it continues to rise.
Now,
the burning bed.
Now,
hey,
drop
on.
Now, hold on.
If
but
you look at
the
this,
same concept
if you look
Antifa,
at this,
but see,
it's
that
the same
concept.
Think I'm
the
joking.
The scorched mm-hmm. earth, and you coming into the water bearer, which was really the woman. And this is what time is coming into, the Aquarian age, the water bearer. The woman bears water, so she's putting out the fire that's on her earth.
What, if you're gonna put out a fire, that means you got to crunch the earth with a lot of water, right? Like a pearly, a deluge, right? See, we all on the same page. That's why I love y'all. It just called.
You enjoying this day today, brother. You enjoying this day.
Dry bones high as heaven. Dry bones up in the clouds somewhere.
Yeah,
he on cloud 56.
You know,
hey,
dry
bones, let me ask you a question. Why do you think it
when
is,
she scored it takes a different
it
meaning?
That masculine energy, you know, they got female, they got the woman, they got the lady. Even though they got gentlemen, men, and things like that, why do they emphasize these things so much? They basically always call man a man. But women, it depends on their state of mind or how they're spoken of. She's a lady, she's a woman,
she's
a girl.
That's why the chick, Janae, with the pretty black one, she played in Hidden Figures. She said she's everything. She's encompassing now. Now, ain't that like the movie Alien? That they can encompass themselves.
You talking about that pansexual shit?
Yeah. See, that means I
but see, that's what
yeah. See,
that was what the series Lovecraft showed you.
Yeah. See, I don't see. It's right there in front of us, right there. I'm not that funny. Hey, this is getting ready to get deep in here. I just want y'all to know something. Now, if this is the case, and the water bear, all that stuff, ain't nobody gonna denounce that. Hey, Kwame sent me some pictures from the stars that was. I mean, remember, we don't had some beautiful eclipses and ellipses, blood moons. We already know. I mean, we are done. How many shows have we done, everybody, on the blood? We actually went to Georgia for the blood moon and on Stone Mountain. We did a whole event one time. It was a whole. It's not like we tell you what y'all saying wrong. We just saying we just need y'all to know. Keep enforcing it.
And Lilith is the black moon. We just had Lilith on the 30th with the black moon because two new moons in April.
There you go. I got to say it. Y'all going to say it. Y'all just said what y'all
said. Hey, it's supposed to be a blood moon on the 15th, man. Another one on the 15th.
There you go. All of this going on that y'all, what y'all send me, stuff. We just make shows out of it. We make shows out of everything y'all send. Everything y'all said on this program has been sent by y'all. And we just make it happen.
Now, hey, all I know is just black gear magic, man. A woman say something, man, that shit happen, man. That's why I'm not trying to argue with none of them, man. If they say,
I don't blame you.
Bruh.
I don't blame you.
This one I'm with now, she's fucking crazy, man. I got to be able to cool her down, man.
Okay. Hey, man, don't tell me.
Don't let the wrong one drain all your energy
hey, man,
and suck you
hey,
out
man,
like Dracula.
Ain't you in California, man? You should be in sunshine.
Yeah.
You on the wrong street.
Hey,
Please don't. He's in California.
I told her I had no money. She said, come on, ride. But then when I save my money get here, she said she going to pay for everything. But when I save my money get here, now I got to pay for everything, man.
He's in the land of the Amazon. You better watch out for Steve.
He's in the land of Khalifa. Khalifa is what California is named after. The goddess Khalifa is what California is named from.
Sure is.
Amazonian.
Yes, sir.
Amazon.
And again, These are the stories that if I learned them, you learned them, then they ain't really been hidden. Because we all have different reasons. You see these stories, everybody kind of heard a lot of stuff together on this program, but in reality, that's going to show you that it's all been linked up. Because if you learned it in D.C.
And what's the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yeah. They say
Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings. The Sacred Semen. But we did a show called The Sacred Semen. Women pour semen on. I mean, I don't get why it's hard to talk about that if they're doing it. They actually doing it. They actually, all over the world, not just white, African, Indian,
but Barbara Maziniak told us in the book Earth, she said the white elixir is the blood of the woman and the semen of a man is the white elixir.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's
now,
what makes life.
Now, this what makes me have to tell y'all stuff that in the cult world. It's because you know that now. So we all know that. But there are people who take their cult world to a whole different ballgame. They actually will drink it on a regular basis. So you have to realize what you're thinking about talking about. Now, let's go where we are talking and it is happening.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, they drink. I mean, see, you know what I'm saying? You know, people don't realize that we talk about it and everything, but some of these rituals and people are doing them to the maximum.
They're actually doing it, yeah.
Yeah, the actual maximum where the energy may be lied at. So I'm going to just let y'all know that just in case y'all say, oh, yeah, that's why I keep telling you, you got to ask yourself what I'm dealing with, who actually can do all that, eat, drink, dead bodies, dead babies, come on and feel good about it, go around looking good now, and don't want to tell nobody about it. Hey, y'all think that's bad. Guess what's coming if y'all don't wake up. Now that y'all on this line, those of y'all listening, we hope everybody can dry bones, going to kick it to y'all. Look, anybody that could make up another pandemic, and black folks, I'm scared for y'all too, because you do wear the mask a lot if I do a survey. If I do a survey, I will see more of y'all somehow in hotter weather. Hotter weather here. It's not
about being in Memphis.
So I have to wonder. The church today, I know y'all wearing them in church. If y'all going. So I have to ask y'all some questions now. Y'all got to be careful. If y'all say that everybody should not be trusted, both parties are wicked, this coming out from all y'all conversations on the internet, then basically you should just say, fuck everything. Like, you know what? I can't trust none of them. They go into the gala party. You know how much that party costs to go to the Met Gala in New York? $37,000 per person.
Wow.
To go to a gala to party. And while they party, they have a meeting. I don't know if y'all heard this, but Bill Gates is about to come out. Now, remember a long time ago, we talked about, I hope Brother Vosky and all, and brother, you remember we used to have these meetings about the germ man. I said, germ man? Come to find out, y'all know who the germ man is. I ain't got to tell y'all. Y'all could just say the name and y'all know it's a country. Now, all I can say is it don't make sense, right? Until you realize it do make sense. Listen carefully to what they plan to do. They're going to follow China in the next COVID game. Listen carefully.
Tim, what's on your radar?
Well, just when you thought the COVID-19 pandemic was a once-in-a-lifetime experience with the shutdowns, mandated masks, required vaccines and passports, Bill Gates comes along and says, not so fast. Turns out COVID-19 was just one of many possible pandemics we might experience. But don't worry, you don't need to live in fear. Bill Gates has a plan.
If we make the right investments, we won't need to live in fear of another COVID. We can build a health system that is ready to stop outbreaks before they go global. Here's how it should work. Epidemiologists will detect suspicious clusters of a disease that could cause a pandemic. A global team of 3,000 disease experts managed by the WHO called the Germ Team will track the disease and share data and recommendations with governments. Governments and pharmaceutical companies will work together to use factories all over the world to get an unprecedented scale of diagnostics and vaccines very quickly. We'll have an agreed protocol and we'll understand how to share the results globally. Countries and the WHO will work in the best way to allocate these tools and to make sure that we have the logistics and delivery to get them to everyone who needs them. The key to be ready
for a potential pandemic is to practice. And so this germ team will work with each country to do germ games, drills where you see, are you ready? Could you get the diagnostics out? So we're ready to go when we see the outbreak. Diseases are always going to spread among humans, but they don't have to become pandemics. You can read more about this in my new book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic.
All right, well, he calls it the GERM team, G-E-R-M, which stands for Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization Initiative. He says the team would be managed by the World Health Organization. Besides nations who contribute, the top non-government donors to the WHO are the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. But interestingly, Gavi's top donor is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So basically, it could be argued that the boss of the WHO is Bill Gates. So essentially, he'd be in charge of preventing future pandemics. Now, Gates says one of the goals of the GERM team is to prepare a plan to stop outbreaks before they go global. Okay, well, how do you stop a virus from spreading? What did we learn during this pandemic? We've learned it's nearly impossible to do, except in one circumstance, which is to do something similar to what China has done. Extreme, aggressive, and very authoritarian lockdowns. Now, if you're lucky, you're on an island that can close off its borders to prevent the virus from coming in which case maybe life would go on somewhat as normal minus travelers, imports, and exports, but most of the world is not an island and viruses are invisible. So trying to stop one from spreading would require, if it's even possible at all, a total China-style lockdown. Is that the idea? Or another way to stop a virus is to create a sterilizing vaccine that actually prevents the spread, if one could even be created at all. Now, Bill Gates says big pharma and governments would work together under his plan to whip out a vaccine, just like they did for COVID. The big question is, would they work with governments to mandate them again and require people to take them or lose their jobs and lose their ability to participate in society? Would they once again neglect treatment options? Would they look into repurposing generic drugs or even into natural options like promoting a healthy lifestyle? Or would it just be that because governments and organizations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation heavily invested in new vaccines that they'd once again pursue a vaccine or bust strategy? Another thing Gates says the GERM team would do is detect suspicious clusters of diseases. They would then monitor them and do what they can to prevent them from spreading to pandemic levels. Well, that sounds like, on its surface, a good idea. Obviously, preventing a pandemic from happening at all is better than trying to deal with it once it's reached that level. But again, the question is, how do we prevent a virus from reaching pandemic levels when, first of all, the only possible but not bulletproof way to do it is through radical measures, and secondly, new viruses pop up all the time. Every few years, we hear about a new virus like the bird flu or swine flu, SARS or Ebola. Now, luckily, these viruses didn't turn out to spread to levels authorities first presumed, but that's exactly the problem. If the new strategy is to implement radical measures to prevent pandemics each time a new virus is presumed to spread to pandemic levels, we could be seeing COVID-19 level measures every few years. They'd say they don't know which one is going to...
Now, played that because they want the women to take their little kids in certain states. This is why I say the states laws.
And they do it. Some of them are doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So
now, did y'all hear about the hepatitis? All of a sudden, there's been a hepatitis breakout in the kids the past few weeks. Ironically, it has been found now. Do you research that these vaccines now are giving the children hepatitis, the COVID-19 vaccines? But who's giving the kids the shots or taking the kids to the doctors to get these damn shots?
That's right. That's right.
Hey, now, I wonder if that Sam you got took that shot, man. And one more thing, drop on. Let me say, it was found out that the one that leaked the damn thing about abortion was Ketanji Brown, man. Ketanji Brown, she the one leaked the damn thing. Yeah.
Hey, Brother D, I said she did it. I said you see her face. Her face. I said they ain't show her. They ain't show her. They showed the six justices. She wasn't in it. I said she did it. Man, this is crazy.
Right.
What y'all do now?
You said
again,
it.
We talked.
But what
talk
the germ?
Dry bones, the germ thing that you're talking about. The key two things that they said is research and factory. Where are they going to research? What continent are they going to be on researching? And where are they going to factory people to be experiment on?
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Hey, dry bones, can I say this for Mother's Day?
Go ahead, Mother Day.
Okay, somebody got background, man.
Yeah, put yourself on mute, man, because I'm telling y'all, if y'all listen to too loud.
Feedback.
Just, feedback. Just mute yourself. Oh, there you go.
All right,
go
let me say this real quick, family. So here's our gift, my gift, to the mothers. I hope they don't cut me off. I'm going to stay right here so we don't get banned or anything.
Yeah.
Mothers, get out of those lines of charity. Stop accepting charity. The private does not accept charity. Charity is not your friend. Get out of those charity lines. I'm done.
And that means universal income. I'm going to make it simple. Universal income. Because that's going to be charity. Y'all better get ready. He said it. Be careful on taking free
money. Mayor here done already start having people signing up for that. $500. She giving out free CTA bus passes and free gas cards. And people lining up to do it. So,
there you go.
Hey, it is what it is.
Now, y'all talk. See, he didn't say he to prove his point that the budget say charity. That's a perfect example of charity right there. And you know how they know it's needed? Because they created a need. See, they created the need by
problem reaction solution.
There you go. There you go. It's so simple now. We sometimes you even got things that, man, I know the solution. But again, now I'm gonna tell y'all, get ready to buy y'all. This is gonna be a real solution. Get ready to buy y'all some electronic bikes, because y'all going to be driving bikes soon. Get ready. I'm just going to be real with y'all. Get ready. You see how they're making the block? Even in cold areas, they're making the streets for bikes now. Y'all going to be getting mopeds and shit just like you. Just put your mind in the Asian world, because, see, that's your new daddies and mamas.
It's going to be the electronic mopeds, bikes, and electric cars.
There you go. So you better invest in, because right now, gas ain't going nowhere no time soon. But the bikes for people, because, again, I see it here. South Florida, they building everything around the Metro Rail. Everything.
Hey, bro. Gas in Cali about $7, man. $6.50 per gallon, man. This woman going crazy, man. We in Cali, she went crazy, man.
Oh, $7. Can you imagine, man?
Yes, sir. $6.50, $6.70, $6.80.
Oh, man, that's scary. Damn. Again, everybody, it ain't to scare people. See, fear is the beginning of knowledge. Because when you know you fear yourself, your human instinct is supposed to kick in and say, how do I defend against it?
Right, so, counterbalance, right.
So I don't know how y'all take stuff, but it's in your Bibles. You're the great alien Masonic Bible that was written especially for us to this day. Everything Brother Kwame and my man just said about the stars is in there. They all say the same thing. It says when the Pleiades, even mentions the Pleiades in the Bible. 357, that's all I'm going to say, in the Bible. They mention all the star systems, even Ethiopia, all of them. So we know they're coming. What's coming, we're going to find out soon. Because ain't nothing on this planet Earth can tell me I want to have everything. I want everything. The whole Earth. Is that human? Or y'all going to make, or is that, again, Lilith. I don't know no other story right now. On Mother's Day, I'm going to ask all mothers, like my man said, charity. You know what you do first to get your charity? Stop your kids from killing in the black community. Stop it. Stop it now. You want to have instant divine retribution of love? Stop your kids from killing people. Stop that one, mama. How about that?
Killing, robbing, and carjacking.
Yeah, how about that one? That's all you got to do. Ain't going to take, you don't even need a gun. You know they live in your house. You know they live in the house. And you're going to sit there and tell me they can walk into Walmarts and stuff and just snatch stuff. Put themselves on TikTok and y'all see. Is that cool to our people now? I don't know. Is that the cool thing? I don't know. Whatever is going on can easily be stopped. But you know what? The man told you on this program, charity. You so happy with getting free shit. See, free shit gonna set you up. And then when retribution do come in, and I want y'all to talk about this black woman. Let's talk about this black woman. She's Supreme Court Justice. Another woman from South Florida. South Florida.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Florida has been in so many shams. We haven't had two elections. We couldn't even count right. They used to rib on us every year. We couldn't count right. And right, Brother West, we couldn't even count in this state. We had to hold up elections.
Oh, yes, sir. You're right, man. You're right, man.
Now, of a sudden, they get a black sister from this area. I think she's Jesuit control. I think we should look into her Jesuit money game.
And ain't she out of Harvard, too? Watch them damn people out of Harvard. All the motherfuckers.
Yep.
They got the, now, that's a breeding ground. Now, look where they say they at, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Now, that area, I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all been right all along. Do you notice that every county got a Native American name? I don't know if y'all been out anywhere outside your own area, but just think about where y'all travel at. Every name in most of these counties, from New York State, Pennsylvania, Philly, all got Native American county names, practically.
The University of Illinois down in Champaign used to have a mascot called Chief Alaniwick. He used to come in and do dances, tribal dances, do the halftime shows, the basketball game. Where'd that come from?
Hold on. Now, here's what they're going to make y'all do.
Harvard just donated $100 million in dealing with the Native American and the African slave trade.
Right.
They just now admitting that they were part of it.
Yes. But they're going to make money from it, though.
But also, we can't forget about George Soros' part and him funding certain criminal justice programs and stuff at Harvard also. Where is the money coming from? Follow the money trail.
Money trail that's going to come from it. Ain't no blacks gave him that. Ain't no blacks gave Harvard that money. Hardly. It's going to come from George Soros and these socialist groups that's infiltrated these colleges that they said they was going to do. I mean, it'd be different if I'm making it up. But when you look at the history of colleges, it's always been a battle over here for socialism and capitalism. And the socialist is definitely using black folks, because black folks like socialism. Obvious.
Just not last year, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife just gave so many $1 million to a damn community college around the corner from my house. A community college.
Well, if they control the world,
can't make this shit up.
You just heard yourself that Bill Gates, that's why I play that, he owns the World Health Organization. He gives the most money out of any donor. And where's the World Health Organization leader? He's from Ethiopia.
Wow.
Is Ethiopia getting some money? Can we talk? The characters, like I told y'all earlier, if y'all know history, the way I know y'all know history, 400 years, after 400 years, I don't care what y'all say, from 1776, go back 400 years, and we ruled. We easily ruled. Black folks ruled. Without no problem.
But see, that begs the question, Dry Bones, is it always a good thing when black folks is ruling? Could it be good? Can it be bad?
Hold on. I'm just trying to say this, that I'm not saying it's good or bad, right? We're going to be the judgment of that. But if we keep thinking that some other groups was ruling, outside of the melanated people realm, that small group did not have no power in the 17th century. They had no power in the 17th century or 16th century or the 14th century. They were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. I'm not that bright. Y'all just go look it up. It's all over Europe that proves that they were worshiping black people. But if you get them mad and you get mad, y'all fight. You fighting your parents.
But you got it.
Like you fighting your parents. Some families fight all the time in their own household. Can't stand your sister.
But you
can't stand your daddy. Same thing in the nation.
Right.
World. Same thing in the nation world.
But you go back to 792 when the Moors introduced Spain and Portugal. This is what we're looking at. They went in there and didn't come out until 1491.
Right. That's a long time, man.
They went through the whole Asian continent.
That's a long time, don't you think? Is that a long time compared to only white people 400 measly years? We got only 400.
That's a long-ass time.
Right. You got 400 measly years, and we're trying to compare our great history to 400 measly years. That's why they got us, because that's all we talk about, 400 years.
We just got reckless, man. And you see the microcosm of it today. You create hip hop, and now your greatest rapper is a white dude called Eminem. I mean, it's a recklessness that we've been repeating as a race for a long time. I guess maybe we just took a break. We let them chime in a minute.
Funny thing with the record label he's on, Aftermath, aka you know about Dr. Dre. Matter of fact, he's out there where Wesley is now. So without no Eminem, you know, without Dr. Dre, won't be no Eminem. But that's that power. Look at all these so-called famous rappers, whatever that was came out. They hadn't been successful without a certain producer.
Well, think about it. It's not the music industry. Again, y'all said Lucifer. Lucifer is actually, when you date it back, it goes to a woman. Lucifer, Lucy, I love it. It goes all the way back to Lilith. So Lily Monster. Look at, just think of the names, Morticia.
Red-headed Lucille Ball.
Yeah. I mean, we see that this is a symbol, but my point again is women who we talk about this stuff, but when we get down deep like we have to do and go to the brothel names, go to the Wooder House where they were registered. How many of y'all knew back in the early days when black folks had brothels? When black folks had brothels, who was watching them?
All those minor town sisters.
The madam.
Sisters running the shit.
How did Trump's grandfather get his wealth?
Where? Yeah.
In New York, running brothels.
Bootlegging prostitutes.
So, Dry Bones, I'm going to do it. If I ask you this question, can I ask you, the owner of the show, ask this question, Dry Bones. So I'm asking you, big brother, I'm saying, is the women thing a good thing that we're dealing with now, or is it going to be more of a challenging thing that's coming? That's what you're saying. I don't know. Are you saying we're dealing with trouble now?
Let me elaborate,
because I'm listening to you. I like your show. Yeah. Do your thing. I'm listening.
Yeah. It's going to be challenging based on the fact that statistically the women now are actually the most money-making group in America. They're the most engaged group in America come to politics. They spend more and they travel more. Right now, they're beating us in academia 101. And within the last 15 to 20 years, they have organized this LGBTQ community to where they have now usurped what you said was the benefit. Maybe the women have been smart enough to get the civil rights for them.
I know Dr. Dre's ex-wife is getting over $1 million a month for alimony.
Maybe that's the seismic trick. See, y'all say civic law. Maybe the real civics are going to get over money now.
I'm sitting in your congregation, brother. Don't do anything.
Hey, you gotta understand one of her trick plays is that even though she befriends, you know, the gay brothers or trans brothers, and believe it or not, she's indoctrinating them because she can use them as a tool later on. And you don't understand that her power and influence is varied.
Hold on. See, that's why I'm gonna break it down. Y'all tell me if I'm crazy now.
She's the one that sicked them on the masculine.
She reared them.
They sound like some eunuchs. They sound like eunuchs.
And Remus and Ramus. Y'all said earlier, somebody said Remus and Ramus. Remember, the wolf is actually the lichen, the woman, and so she represents the wolf, represents the moon. So they really sucked it off the woman. They just made her a wolf.
Yes. Yeah, I was just about to make sure that you guys didn't miss that part.
they just made her a wolf. But see, she a wolf, but she's sucking off the woman, a female wolf. That's actually let you know. A female got titties.
Yes. So they were
like
suckling off a female
wolf. With Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer. Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one there.
The Vatican got that statue right in the middle of the town square. That shit's right down that, if not the town square, in the entrance of their building, that wolf and those two children, you draw it up online image, you'll see that thing is right in that.
Right there. Remus and Romulus.
Right in the ocean.
Suck it off
the two
wolf.
The suckle on the bay wolf. The Beowulf, right. Not just any old kind of wolf.
Beowulf. You got the real name. That's why we got y'all on here. Facts matter. I just know she Wolfie. And guess what? Lily Monster had Eddie. Eddie was a werewolf.
He's a brilliant motherfucker, man.
Eddie's a werewolf. Hey, let's keep this show going, y'all. We got a little more time. I know y'all got things to do. Y'all got to get your mamas, man. Make a little. Hey,
and she's
mama,
Lily of the Valley.
Yeah,
his mother's Lily of the Valley.
Yeah, I love this shit. This is what we do. Hey, there's everybody there, man. Appreciate y'all, mothers, sisters out there listening. We do this in love because this is how you get your energy back, knowing who thyself is individually. And you can't get no more craft on here with the people we got. That's why I call the dry bones. All y'all sisters listening, I know y'all listening. Y'all got to realize this is the time frame, and I've never seen a time before where the Speaker of the House, the Vice President, I mean, if you think about it, Biden is senile right now. Have y'all heard some of his, I mean, I just be cracking up. All you got to do, y'all want to have some fun, just laugh and shit. They say, God damn, this is some crazy shit. Between him and Zelensky, I'm going to tell you how crazy shit is. Nancy Pelosi goes over to meet this cat. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, it don't make no sense at all. Why is she going over there to meet him? And then you realize, I said, man, they doing what y'all say they're going to do. Y'all been mentioning that Protestant and that Vatican war going on, that's been going on. Think about this, everybody. Everything ain't really what it is. Keep that in mind. Everything ain't what it is. It's just a pair it is.
Right.
It can easily be disinvolved based on the fact that they need your energy. The participation of this one, when they talk about Ukraine and all this and giving them, they want everybody to feed into that, because if Ukraine got George Soros, he from there, you don't think they got enough money to help them. But the greatest billionaires in Russia, the greatest billionaires in Russia, the Balkans, part of the Mediterranean, you think they got a vested interest in what's going on over there? And guess what?
But see, that's the whole point. They got us, got people distracted with the slap and Kevin Samuels
everything.
And all that other
Samuel,
stuff while the real
right.
shit is going on.
Going on. While the real shit going on. That's why I'm glad you said it. While the real shit going on, everybody. They already said what you said, brother. They going to make the whole world charity. So their thing is, but everything is Red Cross, charitable. You see how they can go right into the country and pick people up? How's that done, everybody? They're going to walk into a country with a Red Cross.
But who are they picking up, Dry Bones? Because the refugees that they're sending out of there are who? Women and children. They're not sending men. They're sending women and children this country to re-white populate it.
What about the ones that
to re-white populate this country?
I would not. Well, they're fucking a lot of black people, so I don't know. I'm saying, think about it. If the Spanish people coming in from that border here, they coming in more as men. They showing more men is coming in from this border side, and of course Europe bringing in their
that's
women.
Labor.
But they got to get fucked, so they gonna fuck these white women because they don't have a problem with that. They don't got no problem with that, dude. All you got to do is look at European porn and how many black men is killing them over there with dick. It's unbelievable. So it's not even an issue to me that Germany and all these countries.
But what you got in this country is all the men are here. The men here are wanting to be LGBTQ. And so what you have in this, you got to repopulate this country with new women and children.
You and George, you say a lot of that shit. Hey, but think about it. I ain't going to say you're wrong. I'm going to say this. There's a lot of women coming, a lot of men coming. There's an LGBTQ community. I know they've been here. You know they've been here. They've been in church forever. I mean, the civil rights movement was ran by gays. I don't even see how that's even a problem no more. The civil rights movement was ran by gays, everybody. Just understand it. Everybody. Baldwin, Bernard Ruskin, you name it. For all I know, a heap of them. But the question is still, was the plan for them to take, was the plan always for the gays to get everything? Because if the gays was running the civil rights movement, let's talk about that for a minute. How do we look at that? The founding, the strategy, the put together is by the high elite gays. So, I mean, is it actually the end game is for them to get everything? Is that the key? I mean, because we got to look at that, too. That's the enemy and foe right there. How is that looked upon?
Dry Bones, can I just say something far reaching?
Go ahead.
They trying to when I say they, money makers, just private motherfuckers, how they make money. Excuse me for cussing so much.
Yeah,
we're making a family show a little bit. So this homosexual thing, this started 1865. Them Germans over there, they were doing court laws dealing with homosexual there, and then later on said they need to bring it over here. Because America said, well, we got them that they can come here. So my point is, if it goes way back there with these Hessians or whoever they are, going the free man's bill, everything is going on in 1865. They fooling the fuck, they fooling the heck out of us as men to whatever we got to deal with.
So what I'm trying to do? Because
I'm trying to give you, I'm trying to give you an age pattern, a dateline. So if it goes back to the dateline, then they try to do the party of 1932. They came in with the progressives when they were doing that bullshit. Remember all that shit, them chicks from Chicago and all that, the progressive era, all them Jane Fonda, whoever we just going to try to help folks with this free shit. So they on their team, too.
But that's part of the Democrat. Now, this is where we get to these two party things. As far as the Democrat progressive. Now, I learned these sayings, not from me. I learned these sayings from people who was like Schoenberg and them said that they wrote books that during the time of them studying black Soviets, and we have sister on here, Sister Jacqueline, who went the first black model, went over to Russia. She said they treated them good because they was already seeing black people. The combination of Russia with all these other groups in Russia, they were seeing black folks. But the black folks here did not know that, obviously. We don't know that Russia got black folks over there as well. It's like, you know, we don't think of it. It's like, So the time is, what that's going on now is, I don't know why Europe is this fallacy to us, because when I look up the Antoinette families, Marie Antoinette and them, and all that shit, you're going to run right into that order of the Ethiopians they were called like the Abyssinians. They weren't called Ethiopia, they were the Abyssinians. These people went in and made the cathedrals. If they made the cathedrals, I don't even see how, and notice, when you said the age, Brother Kwame, remember Notre Dame caught fire? That was during a blood moon. Y'all remember that?
Oh, wow. It sure was. Yep.
Notre Dame caught fire. Dude, so they telling us in the stars as well. That's why we got validation on this program. Everything y'all say pretty is validated by what they've been doing. And without y'all even saying it years ago, y'all been saying it. So I'm saying to y'all is what y'all see now is it's the young black folks, white folks, Asian, obviously they gonna globalize this generation through AI. There's no doubt about it in my mind. No doubt about it in my mind. They gonna galvanize these generations. Every commercial is interracial. Every commercial. I watch a lot of sports because you know every commercial. You name it. A white woman was with a black man eating Doritos. It's like Chinese is with a white woman. You know, they're just showing you that because that's what the socialist movement is about. I thought it was a joke, but it is. They want everybody to think they're amalgamating everybody, but they're going to actually be trying to do what is something that is far beyond most of our comprehension. And actually, you need to wake up quickly because healthcare, I don't know what y'all bodies are like on this radio. Hopefully, everybody's doing well. But if you get problems, you don't have any remedies or old-fashioned remedies, you might be in danger if this continues where they now going to monitor our credit scores. Now, I'm advocating if you don't have good credit, there's ways to fix because you don't think, I know y'all like, fuck this shit up. I guarantee you.
But you're not going to be judged on just credit score. It's what's called the behavior credit system.
Well, that's what, just like
and
the Chinese,
that's what they're looking at,
just
is
like
being
Chinese.
Able with AI to overstand your behavior.
But the Chinese are doing it. Now, who's the model? The model is...
That's what I'm saying. That's why China is putting it in place.
Now, think about that. Now, do we really think abortion is... You can't even have... Guess how free we are over here. We having a discussion about abortion. They only can take one kid. Only. One kid only. Then they have a giant, I'm not making this up, y'all. They have a giant orgy, just look it up, where all the nations, to populate, they have this big giant orgy. Just look it up. Say China orgy. and they all get together in these big ass gymnasiums and have sex. And if you get a kid out of that, Gloria, hallelujah. That's what happened. Now, you telling me, everybody's listening, what would you really rather have, what you have now, or all what you think is evil, or would you rather be treated like what you see over there? Everybody, a yay or nay is fine with me. Which one? We got to make a choice. Which one y'all really, with all that's going on in America, would you rather be in China right now?
So it's like choosing the lesser of two evils.
No, ain't no lesser. Which one? Did you got to choose either?
Or which one is more fucked up?
Give
me the slow death.
Which one?
The slow death. I'm staying over here. Give me the slow death. I'm staying over here.
All right. So you telling me, everybody else, think about now. There's a total lockdown going on. We actually was one of the few countries that gave resistance to it, that they got to recalibrate now. Y'all know recalibration. You got to recalibrate.
But what's interesting now, we talking about, because I'm going to say stay over here too, but with that being said, depending on what state you live in too, because...
I'm just saying, because I can't. Y'all lines are open. Which one would y'all, I got some lines up here, which one would y'all go? I'm just thinking that, which one, in your state of mind that you in right now, would you rather be right where you at here or over there?
No, I'd stay my ass here. Fuck that.
Okay. Everybody,
but the part that we got to understand is, if you China then bought up most of the United States, and if you look at your driver's license and you got a yellow star, you just not got it yet. It's coming.
We don't want it, though. See, it's a way we can divert. Now, here's the thing to me. I'm going to say this. I'm not saying what could happen in everybody's area, but there is diversion for everything. It's nothing that's – everything in the earth is constant, the universe is constant. It's got to be a polarity of yin and yang. It ain't just all – it's a matter of how much energy come at the time. But Brother Kwame said the time frame for the massive energy blow has already expired into the energy blow. So if the energy blow is coming, he already said on prior show, if y'all have been looking at what he said, the corona, all you got to do is go online, say corona watch. They'll show you the corona is flying. I mean, shit flying out the sun like a bubble. Boom. Shoom, meow. So if this is the case, that means the sun is going to fight a battle, because if the sun hit enough, you know it can take out what Elon Musk and them had to put their money back in the satellites. The satellites got knocked out.
And you said it earlier, dry bones to scorch Earth.
Yeah, the satellites got knocked out.
The sun is
going to
scorch this Earth.
I like that animation my brother did.
Yeah, you like that one, didn't you? I love y'all. Hey, but y'all jump in. It's Mother's Day. Anything y'all want to say good about y'all mama? Because, I mean, it's up to y'all. I know. I love my mama. She know. She know already. She already know. She might say, yeah, I'm going to get his ass. But, hey, a bunch of love to all y'all out there who's listening, sisters.
Hey, I got one. I'm grateful. I got one that left, but she's still here because she's still here because of me. Go ahead, Kwame. Excuse me. Do your thing.
Yeah, but I'm grateful because mine is getting ready to celebrate 90 years on this planet. So I've got to be grateful for every second she's been here.
90, bro, that's the best shoe. That's amazing. 90, hell. That's a beautiful thing. Hey, again, healthcare. What are older people? I feel for the older people sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. I do. Let me get some sister powers. We got some. Let me get. They hold. No, I ain't even know. We got 1-877. Go ahead, because you know what happens after 1 o'clock. Jump in. I'm going to take us to the top. Go ahead. Well, halfway to the top. And Mother's Day to all y'all. To you as well. You in the line? I see your hands.
Hello.
Yes, there you go. Where my other sisters at? Go ahead. Jump in. You've been hurt.
I know. No sisters on today.
There's a lot of listeners. They probably say, what the hell is Drybo going to be saying about their ass today? But go ahead. You got the power. Go ahead. You do it. Now go ahead. Jump. You
I just want to say, you know, I know there's some wicked women out there, and I've heard y'all talk about us women, but I heard the other brother defend us. There's a lot of good women out there.
The only one person defending y'all.
as good sisters, good friends, you know, and I happen to be just one of them. And I just want to say that we are in some very, very, very dire needs here in our country and around the world. We are facing a food shortage. So for the women, the men, everybody on this line, I think that we really should take time out and get our families and friends together and start stacking up on food. Because when going to the grocery stores, it ain't funny no more. We've been talking about this for years. Depopulation is going to starve us. You can't find nutrient foods that you want anymore. You know, they get rid of oranges yesterday.
And that's in your region, too. So go ahead. Go. So you've seen what we don't
see. Oranges. Yeah. Yeah, I bought oranges yesterday, and I got them right here. I'm about to take them back because it says seedless. You know, I mean, it's like now people are getting used to eating fruit without seeds. So they
used to it.
Brainwashed.
They've been eating that food without seeds. They don't used to. They've been eating that.
Right. So, Bill Gates are out there trying to kill through the food.
Now let's ask this question.
It's so important for us to make a decision on who we vote for this election coming up.
Because you've been, we got to get some questions out of you now, because since you're the woman who came on here today on Mama's Day, I'm asking because women is in everything, politics. I see that right now, first time in my little lifetime, I'm seeing women in positions that used to be taboo. They hit everything. So what do you take it as? If this energy is supposed to come to women, as you've been hearing from all of us talking, how are y'all receiving this energy? Because I know you know plenty of women who say, "Oh, we got it going on. It's our time now." What's that mean? Women do it rather when they say independent.
Our time already came. Women cannot say that anymore. You have women. We have women vice president. We have women Congress. So we have judges. We have CEOs. It ain't back like it used to be when we needed a feminine movement. The feminine movement should be celebrated right now. So I am not in the, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say
you say
that.
You say celebrating that they have accomplished so much in these last few years.
Yeah, we're peers now. It's just that right now the Democrat Party is still trying to brainwash our young women to believe that we are deprived. It's like black people. They want to make black people feel that we're victims of slavery right now, and we've already passed those days. We are in a very great place, but because of the brainwashing, no, we're not. And there's some bad women that's in position, but there's a
lot
of good
women.
What
you mean when you say a great place? Okay, for instance, y'all area, because that's a good y'all say, because remember, y'all area got a lot of black people, a lot of black entrepreneurs. The corruption is in the black neighborhood as well. I mean, amongst where you say they're getting the money, they're misappropriating the funds as well. So, I mean, one minute, you know, it's easy to say, okay, we in these black areas that are actually funded by black people that we see visually. Are we giving them too much play by just saying, hey, y'all can just do anything you want because you're black? And now that you're a black woman, we can say, hey, y'all want to abort babies and then, you know, make Planned Parenthood a $1 trillion entity. You know, that what I would see happening, because imagine the promotion Planned Parenthood is going to the only one fight this is going to be Planned Parenthood to me. That's where I see this fight is. I don't see no other fight from what people are claiming right now.
And
to women, Planned Parenthood. In my opinion.
Exactly. And women who support this this abortion parades around the Capitol, just remember when it came down to COVID, the vaccine. You women, you didn't have control over your rights. You lost your job, women, if you didn't get the vaccine. But
that's
now,
true.
Roe versus Wade going away,
right.
Now women, it's your rights. Now you should have rights over your body. So you should know common sense. It's not right to kill babies at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's not right to kill babies at any stage. But these Democrats are wanting to kill your babies up to 9 months. So at some point, we have to realize that they're doing something with these babies, and they're not just wanting to kill babies because black, poor right. neighborhoods, people can't take right. care of the babies. So that yeah. myth is just should have gone out the door. So I don't support that at all.
Right. Now, again, you want, I hope this is a message that I'm sure we're going to hear, that we can probably do this in about another month or two again about this subject, because I see it happening. And I just want to say this to everybody out there. Think about it, women out there. Great point. If you was not even willing to stop them from putting a vaccine in you and fight for your job, now you willing to fight to kill babies. It's like, okay, so to kill babies, okay, but even though they probably was killing you in the vaccine without us really knowing, no one knows. And the vaccine that Bill Gates just said earlier on this program, probably here, so if you have for the first time, please find it, have me send it to you if you want to send others. I think I might have already on WhatsApp. If y'all got that, send it to other people, because that don't make no sense how he can come up there with a germ team and want to give you shots, preemptive shots. Like you know, let's shoot him with a preemptive shot again and again, you know, till you really can't take no more shots, if you think about the program. And this is the same program, y'all, that Planned Parenthood. Now, let's be honest. Even if you was a judge on a game show for cash, you have to ask a question. The question would be, what parties, with all the evil y'all came to have ever promoted, what would be the closest party that actually tell you they want to kill your kids, each I mean, actually had a platform? That's why I kind of like getting kind of disturbed by it, that people have heard that. Many of you have heard that. And I don't know how y'all take
but
that. How do you take a party that actually comes on the number one scale? We're talking about right now, in this time. That wasn't no old. That is recent. Say we got to eat, a Swedish doctor say eating dead people. I said, man, I already seen a tape about people eating dead people. We had the rabbi say he had dead people. McDonald's, where's all this meat coming from? I always thought about that. Then they made an impossible burger. I'm like, damn, it's making
Soylent
crazy.
Green.
Soylent Green was the first movie to ever even love Charlton Heston. Thank you. And so all I can say to me, with me being dumb thinking, that how could the movie be actually something that's real, but when I find out it's real? All of a sudden, y'all, women, just listen up, women. They're going to use the babies. Think about it. The bigger the baby gets, and then they snatch it.
The more cells.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
But what we should ask the question is, when do we fight for life?
Oh, my God.
When do we fight
for
life?
Or stand up for it?
Well, I mean, because...
That's why I say this is a fight for life that each state. Now, see, the thing is, if we get the federal government, this is what, I mean, y'all tell me. If you get the federal Roman government in, and y'all already know that Caesar is following the IRS. He's following the Federal Reserve. That's Caesar. They tell you who Caesar is through gambling. So I'm trying to figure out then, if we see that they giving us all this scenario, they telling us which one they going to gamble on the most, which one the black folks going to put their energy in the most, and what energy can we deceive them the most. Wouldn't that be the logical thinking for an army to say, what would they give us to feed off the most? You know what I'm saying? Like, so if we follow what they make us feed off the most, which is actually social media. I'm not making this up. Without our participation in social media, really.
Right. Social behavior control.
Social behavior control. Now, you've been saying, that's what I figured. So look at the word. You already do. So they already got that. Did a great job at it. I mean, the propaganda at this was masterful, everybody. Masterful. That they were able to say, we can get them to do this. They got algorithm. Now that you see that this dude, Elon Musk, is going to buy Twitter. Don't y'all find it strange, very strange now, that the battle is that as soon as abortion came, they had to counteract freedom of speech with abortion. Because that war was going to be discussed about why, because remember, we can't even talk soon if we go this other route, regardless what y'all all on here think. If the other route get power, guys, if you think they, whatever, one say we ain't going to do it, you got to ask which one you should be around or try. Because one say I'm going to take over and put a governance board, everybody. A governance board of disinformation. Now, y'all heard it last week. Y'all heard this. The gatekeepers that y'all all love, there's a big debate about this guy that got killed. I don't know nothing about him good. I heard y'all telling me he was saying stuff about women. They say he's supposed to be real smooth about it. He died. They going berserk. But I'm sure they're not saying the women's sexual connotation of what they like. Maybe they like women. Everybody gone. Hello?
I'm still here, bro. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear nothing. Okay. So we are. So they are in the queue. Maybe they like women. Now, is this a thing of sexual preference now ruling class through sex? Because it seems like it goes beyond boundaries of color when it comes to this LGBTQ thing. Because while I'm looking at it, they have no problem with interchanging interactions and everything that, but I'm perceiving it. And so if we are seeing this happening, then are they beyond color and they just doing it because they on an ideology? Which one y'all think this is going on with? Because I don't think the LGBTQ community is really color oriented, because they getting rich being black, white, and everything, really. I mean, they took people's money, everybody. It's almost like pimping. Just like the Nation, all of it, took all our money for years. Every group wants
to
take
our money. What he was able to do is to show the social media power of what a male energy, a male can do as far as degrading and talking about women. And they gave him that platform just to see how much we would respond to saying what he said.
Was he gay? I don't know. If I do know, was he gay, LGBT? I do not know.
Well, he lived here in the ATL, and,
okay.
You know, he was
okay.
An engineer.
And he
in turn started being a consultant for designer wear and as far as this whole male image. That's
okay,
what
well,
he was banking himself on and portraying this male image of this model man or
right.
Just like a model woman. And so what he was doing was portraying this, but he was also portraying women that, you know, could not keep a man or could not have a man. That was his forte in creating confusion within our
okay.
community.
Well, he was put there. So, again, he
was
put there.
You probably took that shot, man. He probably took
that
jab, man.
He probably took the shot. There you go. That's where I wanted to go with. Now, it's strange.
Yeah.
See, what's happening is a lot of these people had conformed to saying they was taking these shots. I mean, I've seen a lot of it on all these things y'all said, and I look up. So if they took the shots, which is their right, this is the problem. We're not even mad about them taking. If you took it, you want to take it. But it's the force of being taken is the same thing as abortion. It's the same thing. How can a shot be forced upon me? And you see, I'm getting mad, so I can see the same thing how they use now to counter say abortion to kill. So both is killing. So we're getting two doses of
right.
killing. So I mean, that's to me, it's a well-planned out thought for dumb people. Because if you say, oh, I'm taking a shot, I hate white people all the time, but I'm dumb enough to say, and then but when it comes to killing the baby, I'm proactive.
What D was just saying about the mask, because we got people that then took the shot but still don't trust the vaccine.
Right.
How are you supposed to be able to, you don't even trust to be in your body?
Well, they've done it. They've done it. So now we got this problem because they've done it and it's still continuing. So the problem I'm seeing now is for us as thinking people, if these things are going on, each state, Georgia going to be in a battle for real, real. I mean, they got that. They got y'all area is pretty much democratically up. Y'all all Democrat. It's like a Democrat haven.
It's not democratic. It's demonic.
Yeah, whatever you want to call
yeah,
it.
It dry bones.
I would agree, but
I
you know.
Say this.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I know Kwame came in. I know he came in with talking about the social part of, you know, I like watching a little bit of the money, how they try to drive us in. But when you get organizations like you're saying, through the ballot and then creating these things called certain bills of gender, no matter what it is, even if it's international gender bill of rights, and no matter what they, so they set up these groups, and then these people turn back and they put their money, even though I like what Kwame said, communications for the dumb, like you said, but the heartache is that after that, because you got in line of those non-governmental programs, has nothing to do with national, has nothing to do with the Republic, because you went and got the progressive little pension, the progressive's money, those corporations like Big Pharma now can say, yeah, give them that operation, give them this pill, transform them, because you got these bills going. And then you got Biden, you got young people getting ready to go into H.R. 1 bill, age 16. You ain't got to listen to your parents no more. Go do your own thing. So now they get a supplement to how they can act on this charity bullshit that you kept talking about that came from the Soviet. I'm done, man. It's just the progressives.
Right. Now, hold on.
Bullshit.
Let's go there.
Right.
Now, the thing y'all saying is, and I hope all y'all listen out there, that it's a movement that I'm seeing that's transgressed into all facets. Like, for instance, you just said most people's eyes, Georgia is a progressive black area. It's like you're going to see stuff that black people do, maybe not in your area, because it's so progressive when it came to some, the money game is put in certain places there. Florida, certain areas, Pembroke Pines, Lauderhills.
California. California, they experiment with that shit out there.
Right now, they experiment with California with the anarchy laws that they put in, where they were able to not prosecute. That takes precision, man. I don't know if y'all realize that, but that takes precision to know what counties to target. Then target the county with what they would love to hear and really target it good enough, and then give black folks really a sour look of everything. And so they looking for a handout because they keep dangling that carrot of reparations. And so, you know, at the same time, your civil rights, like we said, it did not go to us. It actually went to women. If you look at the civil rights, the first thing the civil rights bill did, it gave welfare to women, everything. It went straight into that coffer. And then they went straight to the teachers union. And
this is what Esquire said to me. He said, women don't have the right to work. That's why they'll never get the same pay. But women do have the right to contract.
Yeah,
that's
they
what
contract.
That provision's all about. Yeah.
But what
yeah.
you contract. Said
getting
about
that free
the
shit.
H.R. 1, because all we're doing is seeing you had the Emancipation Proclamation. Emancipation means the transfer of ownership. That's all they're doing now is transferring the ownership of our children to the government. And saying that you don't have to do what your parents say, or you don't have to fall under their guidelines,
right.
Then the government's taking power over the children.
Right.
And that's what they do in China. Isn't that what they do in China?
That's what they do in China.
Everything that's going on here in our country is all China influence.
I believe our president is
China, because they starve their people. They take the internet away from them. They put cameras all over the place. They start putting them in concentration camps. Everything that's going on in our country is, and the only way it's possible is because of the fact that it's not only the demonic Democrats, but you got some of the Republicans. You got half of the damn Republicans are bowed down to the China people too. And one thing I can say about Trump right now, he is an outsider looking in. He got a list, and he's checking it twice. All the Republicans that's been voting against him, he has been going against them like crazy.
What was the first thing that the Don did when he was in office? He shut down China, right? Remember that? The first thing he did.
Exactly. He's the only president ever shut down China that made China spend. How do you trade with a country and they charge us tax, and we don't charge them tax? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. So this is like 30, 40-year-old plan for China to take over the world, including the United States. And this election year, y'all, coming up, black people, stop voting for the Democrats just because they're black. And white people got to stop voting for Republicans because they are. We have to vet everybody out. Everybody out. But Democrats,
well,
100% no.
Now,
you on this line do not vote Democrats.
Hold on. I'm going to say this because I tell people I just advocate the difference of the – because they both – like I say, everybody's going to pick out – well, that's it because of certain things that happened in history. I know you can do it. It's a sign that they did at the end of the Confederate flag where the Union and the Confederate did a Masonic gesture over two black people. That's a very significant money changer event that picture represents. So, again, we understand that at the same time, the basis of the republic is inwoven in the land called Turtle Island. It's no other way they would know about a republic like this and then actually find similarities that are same as I mean, I don't even sometimes just say, God,
but,
no, I mean, how do you understand?
Dry bones.
But before the Republic, what was in this country? The Federation. The indigenous people of this land had a federation.
Federation and everything.
So, but that's still the Republic. They keep
the
changing
Republic.
The names.
It was not based on Roman law. The federation was indigenous.
No, we didn't say it was based on Roman
law. We understand treaty, Papa.
Yeah.
We're saying, just like you said, you said the best, Kwame. You said emancipation. Okay, now let me tell you what the crackers say what emancipation is. Now, I know what you said, but we ain't seeing it like that because it ain't being devised like that. We went in believing they're going to negotiate like that. I said before, we came into the garrison. We came into the fort. We didn't come into our land. So emancipation means welcome into what? Their law, which is the common.
Yep. Yeah, it's common law. That's where I say y'all all say Noble Drew and everybody common law. And we started here going into the Black Law Dictionary. Common law is what most of our so-called Tea Party people was coming in.
God law, what the evangelicals are fighting for right now. 95 million of them.
Commercial law.
Common law with real estate. Common law with your job, what they can do, what they can't tell you to do. Common law with what's the other thing? Sales. You buying everything at the door right now. People dropping shit off at your door. That's not common law. That's uniform commercial code law. Welcome to dropping shit at your door.
Hold on, let's go there because brother Wesley
but
said
when we're looking at it, the enumerated rights of a human. This is what they did when they drafted the Constitution. That's why I kept going back to the Ninth Amendment.
But how are we eating today, Kwame? We got to eat today, big brother.
Even though we have that language, they're talking about. I don't know
the
difference between what he's trying to say. He said that Ninth Amendment. What you say they're trying to do, brother Kwame?
I apologize. I just want to make sure what they're doing is taking away
what they had wrote into it. Enumerated law rights is that you have the right to paint your toenails, you have the right to plant your food. What they're doing, and when